The following is a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Thank you for supporting Dowling Catholic basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And good evening. Welcome to the Dowling Catholic High School Gymnasium. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny, as we get set for game one of our girls and boys doubleheader tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast the Dowling Valley girls and boys doubleheader. What a way to head into a weekend. And Steve DeVinny, I mean, literally just joins me here. And Steve, thank you for appearing tonight. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope everything went well. Our last game got kind of cut short.
Boy, did it ever.
Dowling shot lights out, and then the lights did go out.
I've never seen that in my life, but, hey, we can say we've been there.
Yes, we have. We have. Yeah, we got a lot of people tonight transitioning from football to basketball, including the infamous substitute teacher here at Dowling, who is one of many that stopped by. But, Steve, tonight's Dowling and Valley. What more do you have to say? Wasn't it about 3 weeks ago they played for a state title in football, and tonight it's a girls and boys basketball doubleheader, and the girls game will be the first one, and we'll have that here in Iowa Catholic Radio. The Valley Tigers, the defending state champs in Class 5A, but minus Zoe Young, who led them to two of those titles.
Yeah, boy, they had a great run when she was the go-to player, and now, like all coaching staffs, you got to move on, and I'm sure Valley's going to be very, very respectable tonight. We know how good Dowling is, so looking forward to the war between West Des Moines.
Yeah, it certainly is the war between West Des Moines. Well, Joe Sechrist is back for his eighth year at Valley, and, of course, Kristen Meyer, the Dowling coach, in her fourth year. Dowling coming away. Let's talk about the Maroons. Last weekend, well, Thanksgiving Day weekend, they were up in Minneapolis. They had their turkey, got on a bus, headed up I-35 to Minneapolis, and St. Thomas University, alma mater of our Denny O'Grady, who will be providing the PA announcements tonight. But Dowling going up there and getting a couple wins over some ranked teams as they defeated De La Salle, ranked 6th in Minnesota, 69-58, and then capping it off with a victory over number 12 Academy of Holy Angels, 67-57. So an 11-point and 10-point win for the Maroons. Are now 2-0. And, yes, they're going to make up the Lincoln game, which was stopped with just over 3 minutes left in the half. They're making it up a week from tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Lincoln High School, so they'll get that game made up.
But, a Saturday morning game.
A Saturday morning game. That was the only time they could kind of find to get it in. I thought they might do it part of the girls and boys doubleheader, which will carry in February. It'll be a boys-only game, boys-only, and make it a doubleheader, but they can't because the girls will be involved with postseason, so they couldn't do it. But anyway, they will make that up, but Dowling officially 2-0. Off the wins in Minnesota. And the Valley Tigers come in with a record of 1-2 tonight in girls play. They're currently ranked 12th after being preseason, I believe, number 5 or 6. But they're just now getting Alex Honnold back. And Alex is a Division I softball player who happens to play basketball and happens to play some other sports. She was injured, didn't play the first two games, but came back in the loss to Roosevelt, 18.7 rebounds, and didn't start. Yeah. So she's back, and that helps solidify the lineup that Valley has, Steve, minus Zoe Young, who it's hard to replace a gal like Zoe, but they're going to try and do that.
Yeah, no, Alex is a really, really good player, also a fantastic softball player. So good athlete. She's been playing varsity sports since she was in ninth grade, so she'll be the one they lean on tonight in terms of experience and all that. But it should be good. Now, will they pick that Lincoln game up from where it was suspended?
Yeah,
it's just a resumption of a game?
That's what they can do. Of course, when the power went out, I'm not sure about the cameras, but both teams filmed the game, and they can find a point, whether 2 minutes and so many seconds on the clock. I had it around 3-minute mark is when it went out, but that could be off
about
a minute
or two.
But they'll continue from there. It's a mutual agreement, and they'll resume the game from that second quarter. They won't start over.
Okay.
And Dowling was up 35-4 in that game that – yeah, they shot lights out, then the lights did go out, and you and I are using our flashlights, Steve, to get through. That was our last broadcast here in Iowa Catholic Radio before the Thanksgiving break.
Well, we had to come down from the catwalk up there without any lights. I mean, we're putting our lives on the line for the Dowling Catholic Girls radio broadcast. But all's well that ends well.
That's
and,
right.
And a lot of the listeners don't know that you have like 45 suitcases with all your equipment. So,
well, both of them are sitting right in front of you. So
we felt like we were up on Mount Everest trying to get down.
Trying to get down. And we did get down eventually. What a night that was. And hopefully they'll resume that game. But, hey, we'll take a look at some games going on tonight in the CIML. Of course, it's girls and boys doubleheaders for the most part. Seven of other – so there's what, 14 games or 14 teams out of the 18 that are playing tonight, including this one, number 12 Valley at number 2 Dowling. As you listen to the pregame, as folks getting off work and starting their weekend, North is at number 4 Johnson in girls and boys action. 11th-ranked Roosevelt taking on number 5 Southeast Polk, and those are the Roosevelt girls are ranked now in the top 15.
That's good.
And
good
that'll be a doubleheader over at Southeast Polk. Matter of fact, our next two games will be against Dowling and Roosevelt next Tuesday and Dowling and Southeast Polk on Monday night. So we go right next week, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
And those two teams playing tonight. Hoover's at number 8 Centennial. Ottumwa's at number 15 Ames. Fort Dodge at Ankeny. East is at Marshalltown. So those are all girl-boy doubleheaders beginning at 6:15. And, of course, the teams that are not playing tonight, Des Moines Lincoln, 6th-ranked Waukee, number 8 out of Class 4A Mason City in Urbandale. Might see Chris Guest walking around here tonight.
I would say, yeah, probably doing some scouting.
He plays Valley twice during their conference season, and he may be walking around here. You never know.
Yeah.
And 7th-ranked Urbandale, you might see their coach walking around. But those are the teams that are off tonight. Tomorrow, Fort Dodge is at 7th-ranked Urbandale in the girls and boys doubleheader beginning at 1:30 at the Urbandale gym. And number 6, Waukee at Council Bluffs, Lincoln. That game gets underway at 4 o'clock in Council Bluffs, and that's just a girls-only game. So Chris Guest took tonight off so he could travel to Council Bluffs tomorrow for a matinee in the River City.
So yeah.
There you go, Mr. DeVinny. Got it all set up for you. And I know you're involved with the Dowling Boys MAC program and making sure you've been doing that. I know I heard inklings you were doing that during the football season.
At the very end of football season, because the Maroons always play into January, you know, whenever the state championship game, it seems like it. But no.
As Tom Wilson just walked by. Yeah.
We do get started eighth grade wise. Practice. Yeah. Practice in late October, and then we usually get going the first week in November in terms of tournaments. So there's a little bit of overlap with the middle school programs.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break here on the pregame show. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. It's Dowling and Valley from the Dowling Gym tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll have both games, and game one is the Dowling girls and the Valley girls. We'll take a break and come back with more pregame. David Beltram is our studio producer tonight. Welcome back, David, and we'll take a break, come back with more pregame here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale alongside Steve DeVinny. Visiting with Mr. O'Connor, Dubuque's finest there. Michael O'Connor's dad, who came down to usually listen to the game once in a while when he can't make it down. He gets snowed in up there. He'll tune us in, DeVinny. But I see Mr. O.C. made it down and part of a doubleheader. Looking forward to Dowling boys. Make a bounce back. They got beat very handily by Iowa City West. Kind of preview the boys' game on Tuesday night. Of course, Dowling, that was their first game period. They had no scrimmages. They only had the team together maybe 4 or 5 days the day before Thanksgiving. And Iowa City West, third ranked in the state. And I'll tell you what, they took it right to Dowling, but hey, it's a bounce back night, and they're taking on BJ Windhorse and the Valley Boys in game two of our doubleheader. Steve,
I think what happens a lot of times because the football team has had so much success is we have a tendency to be a little bit of slow starting from time to time. But
from time to time, how about seven straight years? So our color guy here, Kevin O'Hare, said he might be late for the boys' game.
I might have to be on about a two-second overtime.
Yeah. So when we do, we'll be on delay because of O'Hare. We have to put it on like a seven-second delay. So
sure.
Keep that in mind. But.
Well, with Coach O'Hare, you always have to go seven-second delay.
Wait till I start in about Caitlin Clark for the Dowling girls beating him one-on-one.
Oh, boy.
We'll bring that up later.
He doesn't like that one bit.
No. There's a story behind that somewhere, and I'll try to make one up. But
Kevin still has kids that played for him 15 years
yes,
ago that are now the age of 30, and he still tries to challenge them to one-on-one games. I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Hasn't quite been able to turn the page, Coach O'Hare.
That is it. Let's take a look at the rankings now that came out yesterday. Girls 5A, Iowa City High ranked number one. By the way, Dowling will travel to City High and play them on a Saturday. I believe it's in February. So. That'll be a great matchup.
Yep.
Dowling ranked second, Cedar Falls third, Johnson fourth, and Southeast Polk is fifth. 6 through 10 has Waukee, Urbandale, Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Iowa City West at number 10. Des Moines Roosevelt cracking the top 15 in many, many years. Congratulations to them. They're ranked number 11th. Valley has fallen to 12th. Waterloo West 13th. Bettendorf 14th, and the Ames Little Cyclones 15th. I think I had it all added up. 8 out of the top 15 are CIML teams.
Yeah.
And if you remember last year, Steve, 4 of those teams in the Central Conference were Ames, Ankeny, Centennial, Ankeny, and Dowling all made the state tournament, and they play each other twice during the regular season. So what a conference that was last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a heck of a showing when all those teams made it down there to the well. And that may never happen again, or at least for a few years. But that was impressive out of that side of the conference. And as you mentioned, 8 out of the top 15 are CIML teams. So every night you come to play, better strap it on.
You better. You better bring it. All right. You're listening to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. From the Dowling gym, it's Dowling and Valley. Going to tip it off here in about 5 minutes. The sophomore boys game preceded the contest. The Dowling sophomore boys under head coach Pat Henkinius, who took over this year as Coach Pipple, had a kid in there. He's spending more time with his family. But Coach Henkinius got them off to a 2-0 start as they walloped Iowa City West Tuesday by 50 points. And then a big win over Valley here earlier, Steve. 69-42, the Dowling sophomore boys defeating the Valley Tigers. So
That's a nice group. We had those kids 2 years ago in eighth grade.
And I thought you might remember a few of their names.
Those are good kids. good kids and good players.
I want to thank Mercy One, along with Two Rivers Glass and Door and Catholic Tuition Organization, for supporting our broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And, Steve, as we get to the matchup tonight, Dowling and Valley, the Tigers come in with a record of 1-2. They're defending state champs in Class 5A, but losing Zoe Young. Zoe Young averaged 24 points, 6 rebounds, had 43 blocks. You can't replace somebody of her caliber. Shea Fuller, second leading scorer, also graduated. And the other senior was Jasmine Spain off the bench. So you got two starters, two seniors who had the bulk of scoring. And now it falls in the hands of Grace Plummer and Alex Honold and Meredith Reeker. There'll be some of the Valley names we'll talk about tonight.
Well, we've seen Valley over the years. And I don't think you can ever say that they're rebuilding, right? I mean, they've got a lot of good players, and they have a lot of good players, you know, at different age levels. So you know that they lost a lot of experience and, like you said, some scoring, but they've got good players up and down through their grades. And you haven't gone over the lineups yet, but I see that one of their starters is a ninth grader. So
that is correct.
They have always good players coming through the system for sure.
Yep, and Dowling will go with the lineup they had against Des Moines Lincoln a few weeks ago, yeah. There was Ella McVeigh, Caitlin Clark, Emma Gipple. Oh, my goodness. Emma Gipple, Grace Gaber, and Nye Tong will get the start. I believe Lexi Bowles got a start up at Minnesota. So Dowling kind of rotating their post. But Coach Meyer of Dowling told me that it will be McVeigh, Clark, Gipple, Gaber, and Tong, the five starters, with Maddie Wishman – Meg Simplot, Julia Moore, who's also a freshman for the Maroons, and Lexi Bowles will be off the bench as Dowling will try to go with their, 10-player lineup.
Yeah, no, Dowling's going to be, they're going to be deep. You know they are, Mark. And we saw it the other night at Des Moines Lincoln. All that game got to be a little bit one-sided, but the Maroons are going to play 8, 9, 10 kids every night. They've got depth. A lot of those kids that come off the bench are fine players, too. So I would expect the Maroons to play those big numbers all season.
Absolutely. And then for Valley, they'll start Grace Plummer and Alex Honnold, their two leading scorers returning from last year. Haley Chappell, whose dad is the sophomore boys coach at Valley and used to be the sophomore boys coach here at Dowling. And his wife told him he had to get a real job, so he got a teaching job at Valley. And BJ said, hey, I need a sophomore coach. That's kind of how it worked. That's how Eric told me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, so you gotta get a
Everybody's
real job.
Got a story, don't they?
They got a real job, you know. They shouldn't tell me that stuff. It ends up being on the air. But Meredith Reeker, Alex Honnold, Anna Spain, Haley Chappell, and Grace Plummer, the five starters for Valley. And then we'll see off the bench Kate Carney, who had 11.5 points off the bench for them this year. Anna Bernhard, along with Megan Weiss and Maddie Brown, they'll come off the bench for the Valley Tigers. And it's interesting, Steve, as I go back to some of the notes I had last year, and Dowling and Valley, since 2010, in girls basketball, each has won seven.
Yeah.
Seven wins, seven losses. How about that?
Yeah, what a great rivalry. I mean, across the board in every sport, whether it's girls softball or boys baseball, we know what football is. And it's just a great rivalry. Not
it
surprised.
Is. And the whole state of Iowa got to see it in state championship. We're going back, 3 weeks now? Got to see Dowling and Valley both drive. The only thing negative about that game was their drive home. We had a long wait just to get on Highway 20
really?
From the Unidome. We were out, half hour, 45 minutes after
right.
the crowd. It was single line until you got the interstate. And then, because everybody's traveling back to West Des Moines and Des Moines area. So that was
Coming from Marshalltown growing up there, I would have taken the back roads down through Grundy
Highway
Center.
14,
and,
I know.
Yeah.
Ed Wilson territory. Team
Absolutely.
13, Ed Wilson territory. We stopped at a pizza place there many years Highway 20 got four lanes.
We could have stopped in and had a maid ride up at Taylor's in Marshalltown.
Oh.
Good Lord.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Let's get to the starting lineup tonight before we take a break, and we'll go to our pregame prayer with Father Ryan Andrew, the chaplain at Dowling, and also we'll also have a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling. Let's get the starting lineups in before we do that. First of all, for the Valley Tigers, the head coach is Joe Sechrist. In his eighth year, 132 wins, 40 losses, assisted by Rob Wiedebrand, Kelly Moore, Bert Hansen, the legendary coach from Indianola.
Fantastic.
He is a sophomore girl, and they're in overtime right now in the small gym. Dowling, Bert Hansen and Tom Donahue coaching against one another in the girls' game over in the small gym in overtime.
Two legends over there.
And Lindsey Cunningham round out the coaching staff. Tigers are with a record of 1-2 with losses to Johnson, who's ranked fourth, and to Roosevelt, ranked 11th. Their lone win was against Des Moines Hoover between those two losses. They'll start at one guard, Haley Chappell, a 5'6 junior, averaging 4.5 points. She'll wear number 10. The other guard is Anna Spain, a 5'7 freshman, averaging 5.5 points. One forward is Grace Plummer for Valley, a 5'10 senior, averaging 7 points, 5.5 rebounds. The other forward is Alex Honnold. Honnold, a 5'8 senior, coming off a shin injury, missed the first two games, played Tuesday night against Roosevelt, had 18.7 rebounds, and she's their leading rebounder and led the team in steals last year. She'll wear number 22. And the other forward is Meredith Reeker, a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 11.5 points. Tigers come in averaging 58 points on offense, give up 47 points on defense. Now for the Dowling Maroons, who come in with a record of 2-0. Head coach is Kristen Meyer in her fourth year, 56 wins, 17 losses at Dowling, assisted by Joel Danner and Scott Babinat, and they'll start at one guard. Ella McVeigh, a 5'6 junior, averaging 3.5 points, 5 rebounds. Ella will wear number 1. The other guard is Caitlin Clark, 5'11 senior, averaging 39 points, 16 rebounds, 4.5 assists. Leads the teams in steals and blocks, and she'll wear number 11. The other, one forward, Emma Gipple, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 9.5 rebounds, 3.5 points. She'll wear number 23. And the other forward for Dowling, Grace Gaber, a 5'11 senior, averaging 8 points, 2.5 rebounds. Gaber wears number 31. And finally, at center for Dowling, Nye Tong. Nye is a 6'1 senior, averaging 5.5 points, 7.5 rebounds. So for Dowling, it's McVeigh, Clark, Gipple, Gaber, and Tong. And for Valley, it's Plummer, Chapel, Spain, Honnold, and Reeker. And that sets up the lineups for tonight. Dowling comes in ranked second in Class 5A, and Valley ranked 12th in Class 5A. The Maroons with averaging 68 points on offense, giving up 57 points on defense. That's a look at the starters. And Steve DeVinny, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back with a tip-off. Our officials tonight, I know one of those guys. Actually, I know two of those guys. Johnny Getting, whose parents are sitting right behind you, Brian Abel, and William Dotson. Johnny was the shooting lad from Waukee High School, and yeah, he could light it up.
I think Johnny might be about 27 years
yes,
old.
Yes, he is.
As I recall.
And we need more people like that into officiating.
Yeah.
We really do. And you
that,
know that from working,
yeah,
working with youth ball. So, all right, we'll take a break. David Beltram is our studio producer. Mark Imadale, Steve DeVinny. Coming up, the tip. Tip off between Dowling and Valley, the girls' game. Coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio. But first, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer with Father Ryan Andrew, the Dowling chaplain, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Our national anthem here at Dowling Catholic High School as we get set for girls and boys basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Imadale, Steve DeVinny, just about set for tip-off. David Beltram alongside. Want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They include Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Of course, all our three-point made baskets by Dowling this year are presented by Tumia & Sons, an Italian family restaurant on Des Moines' south side. And we appreciate their support. They were with us throughout the football season, and they'll continue here during the basketball season. And, Steve, we're just about ready to tip it up. Johnny Getting right in front of you, along with Brian Abel and William Dotson, our three officials. Want to thank them and all the officials out there for what they do. Games can't be played without them, and we need more of them. We need good young ones coming through to be mentored by the other ones who are retiring or getting set to retire. Very important to do that.
Yeah. No, there's a big need right now for that, and they got some young guys coming, but not enough of them.
That's correct. I want to thank Mercy One, R&R Realty Group, and Catholic Tuition Organization Tip up and controlled by the Valley Tigers. And they get into the hands of Anna Spain. And Valley now left to right towards the north basket here. And they're visiting black uniforms with orange numbers and letters. Dowling in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and trim. And now the Tigers, a shot from the elbow by Honnold, no good. Offensive rebound, Plummer. And she has the ball swatted off her legs out of bounds to Dowling. So a good look that time by the Valley Tigers. Talking with Coach Sechrist early today, the Valley head coach. He said, well, we're going to see a lot of different things with Caitlin Clark. We've got some defenses all set up for her. So
looks like they're trying to jump her right there at half court.
They're going to jump her and face guard her. And
make sure she gets rid of it.
Look for a box and one or whatever. McVay has it in the Dowling front court. It's McVay, Clark, Gipple, Gaber, and Tong. In the corner, Clark for three. Good. Right from the right baseline, and she had a hand in her face too.
Yep. Valley coach early on has to be shaking his head. They tried about three junk defenses in one half-court possession.
3-0, Dowling underneath. A shot off the glass too strong. No good by Honnold. Rebound Dowling, and here's Clark leading the charge. She's cut off from going inside. Now they gets it inside to Tong. Layup, good! Clark with the assist, and Nye Tong with the basket.
That's not a ball that Nye would have caught 2 years ago. She's so much more experienced, and big-time catch of a difficult pass.
5-0, Dowling. 6:40 remaining first quarter from the Dowling gym. Mark Amadale and Steve DeVinny tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Valley with it. Here's Spain with it. Dribble drives and laid. Cut off by McVay. Dowling stays man-to-man. Now picking up her dribble is Reeker at the free throw line. Kicks it over in the corner to Hall, or to Plummer, rather. As they get it around to Reeker, left wing. Guarded by Nye Tong, and she hands it off to Honnold. Honnold guarded by Tong in the lane. Layup no good, too strong. Rebound Dowling. Gipple with the rebound. Emma with it. Outlet pass goes to Clark. Caitlin down the lane. She's got a hole, or opening rather, and a shot up no good. Left it short, and a rebound Honnold and Valley. Plummer with it. Three-pointer on the way, up and short. Rebound Dowling and McVay.
You hear the Dowling coaching staff saying, go, go, go. Yeah, Kristen Myers are trying to push the pace.
Here's Gipple for three in the corner. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Honnold and the Valley Tigers. Both teams getting looks at the basket but can't get it to fall. Valley with it. Here's Reeker with it. Out top to Plummer for three. It's off the rim. No good. Good hustle on the weak side by Chapel, and it goes out of bounds off of her. It'll be Dowling basketball.
Yeah, very good hustle. So far the Maroons, like you said, are man-to-man. And Valley, it's early in the season, but they're trying to figure out who the go-to players are and who can get their own shot.
Yeah, it's kind of like, an experiment. Three-pointer up. Good. That's Gipple with the three. And Emma with her first three of the year there, Steve DeVinny. Dowling out to an 8-0 lead.
Pick your poison. That's two possessions in a row. They just left her alone.
And now a jump ball called as McVay ties up Spain at the top of the key, and all the possession arrow will go to Dowling as substitution in for the Valley Tigers. That'll be Anna Bernhard.
Here comes Lexi Bowles for the Maroons also, Mark.
And Bowles coming in for Nye Tong.
It's obvious right here early on they've decided to leave Gip alone, just not guard her.
You might be staying about a quarter into the boys' game. Double overtime in the small gym, and Bowles underneath the left hand. Shot off the glass, good for the Dowling center, and it's Dowling out to a 10-0 lead over the Valley Tigers. Lexi with a nice left hand in the front court. Valley with the basketball. Tigers trail by 10. 4:50 remaining first quarter from the Dowling gym. Play starting to fill up. Dribbling in the lane is Plummer. Gets on the baseline. Shot up. No good. Kind of forcing a shot there was Bernhard. And rebound out to Dowling. Down court. Running jumper. No good. Bowles with the rebound. Can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. And a shot up and good on the third try for Lexi Bowles. Timeout Valley. Bowles with 4 points off the bench. Dowling up 12-0, and 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, Steve DeVinny, with Dowling leading 12-0, and we've almost played half the first quarter.
Yeah, well, Dowling's got the experience. As we talked about earlier, Valley had to replace all that scoring, but very interesting. Valley decided to double team or kind of help out with on Caitlin Clark, and they've decided to let Emma Gipple alone on the outside. Mm-hmm. When she has the ball away from the basket, they let her go. And she made one three and missed a three, but I don't know if they're going to be able to stay with that strategy all night.
Well, so far, Valley has went to their bench. Anna Bernhard has checked in for Reeker. Now out of the timeout, Valley with the basketball. Chapel with it, gets it into lane to Honnold. Her shot up, no good, draws the foul. And free throws coming as the foul's on Dowling's Grace Gaber. That'll be her first team foul number one on Dowling. Actually, the first foul of the game.
Yeah, it appears that Honnold, for about the third time in the first quarter here, has made a move and gotten to the rim, but just hasn't been able to convert so far.
First free throw no good by Honnold. She was perfect on the air.
Here comes Meg Simplot, Mark, while you were taking down the stats. Meg Simplot just came in for Gipp.
Number 15, Simplot, replaces Dowling's Emma Gipple. Nitong still on the bench as Bowles replaced her in the post. Second free throw by Honnold, good. 4:23 remaining, and it's 12-1 here in the first quarter as Valley gets its first points.
Tigers are on the board.
Dowling in the front court. Here's McVay with it.
Uh-oh.
Coming off a ball screen by Grace Gaber. Gets it over in the corner. Now Clark double team. Puts a shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Now trapped under the basket. They rotate it around, and Gaber, nice job of keeping the ball alive. Dowling with the ball. A long three coming. Top of the key, no good by Meg Simplot. Rebound, Valley. Tigers running down court. Shot blocked out of bounds by Caitlin Clark. And that was Spain taking it to the hole and having it knocked out of bounds. Valley basketball here with 3:53 remaining in the first quarter. Dowling 12, Valley 1, Steve.
Yeah, Valley pushed the tempo, had numbers, 3-2 advantage, and then Caitlin recovered and blocked it out of bounds.
So Barnhart now out of the game, and now a steal by Clark on the inbounds pass. Layup good. Caitlin Clark goes coast-to-coast with her fifth point. And it's 14-1 Dowling. Clark with five of Dowling's 14 points. And the Tigers now facing Dowling's man-to-man defense. They push the ball in the front court. Get it to Spain. Top of the key guarded by McVay. A little bit of a mismatch here in size. Spain a freshman at 5'7". And McVay listed at 5'6". Corner three up. No good by the Valley Tigers. That's number 32. Maddie Brown, the freshman with the miss. And the rebound Dowling. Clark in the corner. It goes to Simplot for three, and it's good. Meg Simplot off the bench with her second three of the year, and it's 17-1 Dowling.
Earned dribble drive kick there by Caitlin. Drew the attention, as you know she's going to, and Simplot was wide open.
Dowling by 16. A shot top of the key, no good by Valley's Grace Plummer. Rebound Dowling as it won't fall. Clark tries to split the defender. She tried to go right between Grace Plummer and Maddie Brown and drew the foul.
Dribble, penetration, Caitlin Clark. Pushing the tempo.
Wholesale substitutions, McVay, Bowles, and who else is out for Dowling? Number 31, Grace Gaber, all take a seat on the bench. And Julia Moore, freshman checking in, number 21, along with Clark. And Nitong in, three-pointer right in front of Coach Seacrest. Good by Caitlin Clark, her
good
second
night
of the night. And her eighth of the year, 20-1 Dowling.
Maroons, what a start.
And a whistle to foul on the Maroons as Julia Moore picks up the foul. Guarding Haley Chapel.
Yeah, coming back in the game with the freshman Julia Moore was Emma Gipple, and then Nitong came back in,
yep.
Mark.
We mentioned Nye, but I didn't mention Gipple, as you mentioned. So for Dowling, it's Moore and Clark along with Nitong. Also in there, Meg Simplot. As Valley with the ball, trying to run their offense, and Dowling's defense picking it up here now. So they're man-to-man out beyond the arc, Steve.
Yeah, it's really, really good half-court person-to-person defense.
Here's a runner down the lane by Chapel. Shot won't fall, and a rebound on the rebound, a foul on Dowling. And Julia Moore picks up the foul, her first. Team foul number three on Dowling.
Yeah, it appears that Valley's just kind of trying to find its way here early in the season without all the veteran leadership they just lost a year ago, so...
Chapel's free throw good.
They Haley have some good athletes, but, boy, Dowling has shot it well, and they've moved the ball well, too.
Now, Paley Chapel, her dad, Eric, they used to be the sophomore boys coach here at Dowling and now the sophomore coach at Valley, and she missed the second free throw. So Haley goes 1-for-2, rebound out to Dowling. The Maroons lead it 20-2. 2:05 remaining, first quarter from the Dowling gym tonight. Play starting to fill up. Double overtime in the small gym.
Amazing.
Dowling and Valley and the Tom Donahue versus Bert Hansen. Legendary coaches in their own right. Inside is Nitong. Her shot no good. Gets her own foul. Tips it to Clark, and she stepped on the baseline.
Yeah.
Good hustle that time.
Good hustle by Clark and Nitong.
You know, if we had a sideline mic like we do in football, we could go to the small gym and say, hey, let's get a report from the two Hall of Fame coaches in there, Donahue and Bert Hansen.
Well, where's your sideline guy, Chido, at this winter?
Well, he's over there holding up the wall.
Unbelievable.
But, he's here.
Yeah.
He's here. As Valley now with the ball, and they throw it away. They try to get the pass to Meredith Reeker, and she wasn't going that way. Turnover back over to Dowling with a minute 43 remaining.
The Valley girls team is not the first team that's ever won a state championship and then struggled the year after to replace points and experience, are they?
No, and Dowling might be in the same boat next year with Caitlin gone, you know?
Good point.
All right, corner three, up and good by Emma Gipple, her second of the night. Young
My
lady
goodness.
Who a year ago as a freshman was not confident in her shot. Tonight, she went to the Steve DeVinny School of Shooting.
Not my school, but she's made two out of three threes.
6 points for Gip. Rebound as Valley has a ball and a shot no good. Rebound Dowling. Dowling 23, Valley 2. 21-point lead, the largest for Dowling. And the Maroons now with McVay lobbing it in to Clark. Turnaround shot in the lane. Up and no good. Rolls off the rim. She drew the foul. Clark to the line. And she
triple teamed right
there. She can shoot the three. She can shoot at the elbow, and she can post up in the lane, which she did over two players, Caitlin Clark.
I guess that's why she's one of the most coveted players in the country.
Not anymore. She's going to Iowa. She,
I
that's
understand.
All. You know,
yeah.
We're not going to see any of those college coaches here. Muffet McGraw.
Yeah.
That's over with, Steve. Sorry about that. I know you were trying to get autographs from all of them. They all came up here.
I went and purchased an autographed book specifically for it. Now I find out that she's already committed? Come on.
Week before the season. Second free throw no good by Clark. She has 9 points. Rebound Valley, 24-2. Dowling by 22, their largest lead of the night. Tigers nearly stole it, or had it stolen by Dowling. Chapel retrieves it. Gets it to Maggie Hall, who's in there, the senior, number four. Now here's a cut by Chapel. They can't get it to her. Now they get it over to Brown, the other freshman, Maddie Brown, the lane. Has the ball stolen away in the reverse pass by Clark. Caitlin going to the lane. Puts up a running jumper, no good. Gipple with the rebound. The ball slapped out of her hands into the hands of Brianna Rodriguez, who checked in. They get underneath the Naitung. Layup good. What hustle by the Maroons. It didn't look pretty, Steve. It wasn't a set play, but yeah. Tong gets the basket.
And a really, really good pass there by Emma Gipple. The play kind of broke down. There was a loose ball, and she picked it up and found Nye right underneath the basket unguarded.
26-2, Dowling by 24 points here in the first quarter. Valley with the ball. Tipped away by Naitung, and a three-pointer up and good by Haley Chapel. Chapel with her first three, and we've come to the end of the first quarter with the score. Dowling Catholic 26, the Valley Tigers 5, along with Steve DeVinny. Mark Himmadale back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, address and dreams, online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, our second high school broadcast. Steve DeVinny, Mark Himmadale. We hope this goes a little longer than our first one, Steve, a quarter and a half with the Lincoln Lights Out game, which, by the way, will be made up a week from tomorrow at the Lincoln Gym. And now Valley with the ball. They trail 26-5 as we begin the second quarter here at the Dowling Gym. Tigers with it. As Dowling now with another steal. Valley having trouble running their offense against Dowling's man-to-man, Steve.
Sure have so far. And Dowling, give Dowling credit. They're really aggressive with it.
And the Maroons take it all the way down. Gaber travels as she attempted the shot. Turnover back over to Dowling. But Valley running their man offense. And Dowling has jumped to the passing lanes and done that very effectively here in the first half.
Maroons have gone deep in their bench. Caitlin Clark has taken a little breather to start the second quarter.
All right, out top, Haley Chappell with it for the Valley Tigers. Reeker, Meredith Reeker in the lineup, along with Grace Plummer. Also in there is Alex Honnold. As they work it inside, and a shot up, and they're going to count it. Let's see what Johnny Getting does.
Reaching and grabbing. That foul was called on
Lexi Bowles.
Lexi Bowles. She was in a help side position and just couldn't quite get over there.
Now Dowling without Bowles and Tong in the lineup. Bowles picked up her first foul. They both sit down on the bench. Long three on the inbounds pass. No good by Valley. Three-pointer by Reeker was no good.
He double dribbled, huh?
And rebound out to Valley. Tigers get that long rebound. They get it inside. They shot up and good.
Looks like that triple overtime JV girls game just got over.
I see the girls walking through. Anna Spain shoots and scores her first 2 points for Valley. 6:40 remaining. 26-7 Maroons over Valley here in this girls contest. The boys to follow. Valley girls don't look very happy. I wonder if Tom Donahue pulled off the win. We'll have to find out. There's a corner three, no good by Brianna Rodriguez. Rebound Valley, now stolen away by Dowling. We've got a traveling call on the Maroons as they had the ball momentarily there, Steve. Good hustle by the Maroons.
Yeah, very good hustle. Boy, the Maroons are playing hard.
You know what? We could probably count. I'm up to about three, maybe four young ladies with floor burns. They have been all over this floor tonight after loose balls. And
yep.
If you want to play in the state tournament in late February, early March, you better do that. And Dowling has done it tonight.
Yeah.
All right, here's Spain with it. Down the lane she goes, and her shot up and no good. Rebound Dowling and Rodriguez, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Good hustle that time by Haley Chappell of Valley. Slapped it out of bounds, but it went off of Dowling's Rodriguez.
Yeah, looks like Valley's becoming more comfortable. They're getting some dribble drive penetration here the last three or four possessions.
Here's Plummer with it. Dribbles down the block and leaves it for her teammate Alex Honnold in the lane. Her shot no good, and a rebound, or rather a foul called on Dowling. It'll be on Simplot. Make Simplot with her first. So no Dowling starter has a foul. That I have.
No, I think that's right.
It's all the reserves that have a foul. Simplot with her second. Moore with her second, I'm sorry. Simplot has one, Gaber with one, and Bowles. So Gaber does have the lone starting foul.
Turnover now for the Tigers. Now the Tigers are going to come up and go, looks like full court man pressure.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark on the bench. Why wouldn't you? Dowling kind of, playing without Clark. It'll be McVay, Gipple, along with Simplot. Simplot on the baseline. Dribbles and gives it to Gipple. In the corner goes to Rodriguez. Rodriguez underneath. Reverse layup. Too strong, and she drew the foul. Also out there, McVay. So smaller lineup for Dowling. They take out Clark and Bowles and Tong.
Yeah, good point, Mark. Good baseline move there by Rodriguez.
Whistling a foul is on Reeker. Meredith Reeker with her first foul. Team foul number three on Valley. Dowling with five team fouls. 5:44 remaining, second quarter. Dowling 26, Valley 7. Rodriguez free throw, no good. And a rebound out to Valley. Tigers working inside. A running jumper, no good by Honnold. Rebound McVay. So far, Valley's outscored Dowling 2-0 here in the second quarter, Steve. Runs with it. Rodriguez down the lane. Leaves in the corner for Gipple. Gipple dribble drives. Puts up a shot. Good! Took the drive from the left baseline and scored in the lane. Emma Gipple with her eighth point.
Yeah. Looking to score a lot more this year than she did last year as a ninth grader. Makes understandable, right?
Now turnover as McVay forces the bad pass. Stolen by Gipple. Gipple pulls up her jump stop at the right elbow and drew the foul, reaching foul on Valley, and it'll be on Haley Chappell, her first. So Nye Tong and Caitlin Clark back into the Dowling lineup. Brianna Rodriguez and who?
Oh, they don't know who.
McVay will come out.
McVay was still on the court, not knowing for sure.
And Valley with five brand new players for head coach Joseph Sechrist. So Maddie Brown returns to the lineup. We'll also see Kate Carney, number 21, for the first time. Also in there, number 23, Anna Bernhardt, who returns to the lineup. And now the Maroons working inside. Layup good.
Inbounds play designed specifically for Caitlin Clark, and she was just the young girl guarding her was overmatched.
11 points for Clark. That's her first 2 points of the second quarter, 30-7. Dowling by 23, and now a near steal by Nye Tong.
Nye Tong in the passing lanes.
And again, you wouldn't say that a few years ago. She has really worked on her game. Young lady earned herself a scholarship down at St. Louis University.
That's exciting. I mean, she's come a long way in these 3 or 4 years on the varsity here.
That was a engineering school that my son looked at, and that's a credit to her and Nye and her academic, and not only that, and her athletics prowess. Did a great job for her. Now Valley with the ball. Kearney almost double-teamed, and now they're going to call a whistle. It's Maggie Hall in the lineup for Valley. Jump ball. Possession arrow favors Dowling. So
the lineup now that Valley put in is very, very inexperienced. These girls hadn't played yet. I don't know that Coach Segrist is mad at his starters, but with the game a little bit one-sided, he put the kids in without much experience.
Yep. Clark for three, right wing, no good. Rebound Valley. Megan Wise in there now. Number 25 with the rebound. Tigers get it across the timeline. Maddie Brown, the freshman, running the point. On that pass over the right side to Bernhard. Anna dribbles, now gets in the corner. This is Kearney with it. Over to Wise. Now shot in the baseline. Good by Anna Bernhard. That's her first 2 points from the left wing. 30-10. Dowling by 20. Maroons work it inside. They get it to Tong. And leaves it in the corner for a three-pointer. That's good by Dowling's Grace Gaber. That's her first three of the night.
Inside out. Nye Tong was looking opposite there, and Grace Gaber had her feet set, and when she has her feet set, she's a pretty good shooter.
It's Dowling's 6-3 of the night, and it's 33-10 Maroons. Inside is Maggie Hall, and she draws the foul.
Appeared that Grace had good position and was just standing there, but they did call for the foul.
Gaber with her second foul. So Gaber and Julia Moore, freshman for Dowling, both with two fouls each. 16 foul on Dowling, 4 on Valley. 3:20 remaining. Second quarter, Dowling 33, Valley 10. Free throw is no good by the Tigers. And that'll give Maggie Hall another opportunity. It's Hall's first attempt at a free throw this season. Second one on the way, and it falls through. 33-11, Dowling. 3:20 remaining here in the first half. Michael Connor will join us, the Dowling boys coach. They work underneath. The layup is good on the right side by Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin faked the handoff. Defensive girls got a little bit confused, and she went in for the unguarded layup.
And now Anna Bernhard went around Nye Tong, and Tong commits the foul. That's Nye's first foul of the night. 17 foul on Dowling, so 1-1 coming up for the Tigers and Anna Bernhard, 6 foot junior, will be at the free throw line. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, Steve. I can see next year Dowling facing a similar situation. Zoe Young graduates from Valley, all 24 points, 6 rebounds, 43 blocks. And Dowling will be the same way next year with Caitlin Clark playing at Iowa and filling that void that Caitlin has, averaging his free throws no good on a 1-1.
You're talking about two players that are elite-type athletes and basketball players. They can get their own shot about any time they want
to. Absolutely. And Clark averaging 39 points, 16 rebounds, set a school record for defensive rebounds in the win up at Minneapolis. And now Valley on a two-on-one fast break, and the ball kicked out of bounds by Dowling. It'll be Valley basketball underneath their own basket with 2:42 remaining here in the second quarter. All right, substitutions now for Dowling as we'll see Lexi Bowles into the Dowling lineup. She replaces Nye Tong. And Valley, Megan Wise checks out. And checking in, I believe, is Honnold who's back in. So Alex Honnold. Honnold, see her left leg wrapped there, Steve. She had a shin injury. She missed the first two games against Johnson and Hoover, then came back and had 17 points and 18 points and 7 rebounds the other night, and now a shot up and no good by Dowling out of the timeout, or rather the dead ball by Moore, and a rebound by Valley, and Honnold takes it down the lane. Her layup is good for the Tigers. Basket will count, and a foul on the Maroons.
Yep, Honnold's been able to get to the rim several times tonight, probably for the sixth or seventh time, and she was able to convert that one.
Julia Moore picks up her third foul for Dowling, and she'll be replaced by McVeigh, and the Maroons will substitute. They shouldn't be substituting here. It's just a and one as Honnold down the lane. It looks like
the Dowling band is in town tonight up in the upper rafters.
I see that.
And they started warming up and playing songs when the play was live, and the referees asked Denny O'Grady to say something over the loudspeaker.
Denny didn't say it. He yelled it.
Well, he always
knock it
yells.
Off.
He always yells.
All right.
Doesn't mean that he's angry.
So he's getting your attention. The free throw good. Honnold completes the and one. She now has 4 points tonight. It's Dowling 35, Valley 14. 2:10 remaining. Second quarter. And now McVay has the ball stolen away from her.
Miscommunication.
By Reeker. Valley with the ball. Corner three. Up and no good. Off the back iron by Chapel. Ball slapped around and rebounded by Meg Simplot for the Maroons. Gets to Gipple. Emma in the front court. Dowling State, or rather Valley State's man. Gipple with the left hand. Dribble drives in the lane. Shot good. Wow. Emma Gipple.
She wouldn't even look at the basket last year as a freshman, Mark.
We talked about that.
Now she's in double digits, isn't she?
Yeah, we talked about that last year. It's all about confidence.
It is.
You know, and
ninth graders aren't quite ready, but she did so many other things well for the team last year. But now
rebound.
Now she's looking to score.
So you are exactly right.
Really exciting for her. I mean, she's come a long way.
Yeah, we get to see that all happen in front of us, Mr. DeVinny. Turnover against Valley now, so Dowling in the front court. As Maroons with a minute and a half remaining. Down the lane, Bianca Rodriguez forced a shot, no good. Bowles with the rebound. Her shot is blocked. And finally rebounded out of there by Honnold. Who else? Looking at Gipple's numbers last year, she was just 3 out of 6 from three-point range, and she already has 2 three-pointers tonight. Now here's Honnold for 3 off the back iron, no good. Left it short, actually. Rebounded by Chapel and a long 3 coming, no good. By Reeker. Lexi Bowles with the rebound for Dowling. We're 1 minute to play in the half. With the basketball, it's Gipple. Pulls up her dribble and now gets in the corner. Simplot for 3, it's no good. Offensive rebound, Rodriguez.
There you go.
How about that? With the basketball is Meg Simplot.
45 seconds to go. Maybe the Maroons will play for one shot here in the second quarter.
Coach Meyer stood up right in front of you, and I think that's what she signaled.
Gipps looking. She's hunting that three-pointer again.
Why wouldn't you? Here's McVay with it. Valley stays man-to-man. 30 seconds remaining in the half. Dowling 37, Valley 14 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And with the left hand, a shot no good by McVay. Rebound Valley. With it is Maggie Hall, or rather Grace Plummer. Tigers in transition. Here's Reeker with it. Now they set their offense. 15 seconds remaining. And you hear Valley head coach Joe Sechrist call for one shot. They get it to Honnold. Who else? 5 seconds. Honnold against McVay in the corner to Chapel for 3. It's no good. Rebound Gipple. And we've come to the end of the first half with the score. Dowling 37. The Valley Tigers 14. Alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo from the Dowling gym. As Michael Connor makes his way over, we'll talk and preview the boys' game coming up, Steve. But what a first half by the Dowling girls here in this game.
Yeah, terrific start. I mean, you have record of what the score was at the end of the first quarter, but
26-5.
Yeah, so it's the deficit now is 23 points. It was 21 at the end of the first quarter, so it's been quite an impressive showing for the Maroons so far.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with head coach Michael Connor, the Dowling boys coach, preview the Dowling Valley boys game. Currently at halftime, Dowling girls leading Valley 37-14 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Back after these messages.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVitti. Halftime of the girls' game. Dowling leading Valley 37-14. The Maroons led at the end of the first quarter 26-5 and lead here at halftime. We're joined by Dowling boys basketball coach Michael Connor. And OC, thanks for joining us. Last time we spoke was championship night up at Cedar Falls. Kind of previewed your season, the conference. And I know rankings haven't come out yet, but you got to be pretty happy once again. You're going to have competition. You're going to show up every night, and your kids are probably a few weeks behind the rest of the group. That's a typical year for Dowling boys basketball. And oh, by the way, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Good to be here. And yeah, it's kind of deja vu of the last 7 years. Get used to this. And
I'm so tired of Dowling football.
Yeah,
come
well,
on, hey, man.
It's keeping my bank account full, so that's a good thing.
Somebody said that Coach Wilson walks on water. I don't know.
Well,
pretty close to it.
Yeah, pretty close to it.
You got seven trophies.
Hey, it's time for basketball season. I'm so tired of the rest of
that round ball or that odd shaped ball away for a little while.
Well, yeah. See, let's talk about tonight, Dowling Valley. It's always a great matchup, but your season got underway Tuesday night. Went to Iowa City, took on Iowa City West, and I'll tell you what. Nothing like starting out with a ranked team every year. Isn't that something that you and Iowa City West and Steve Bergman, the legendary coach there, who we understand might be his last year, your kids got, you know what, awaken up. Why not play the best? You did right off the bat, and I know Iowa City West came out on top, but your kids had a great eye-opening to what's ahead, starting with tonight against BJ and the Valley Tigers.
Yeah, Coach Bergman does a great job. He's one of the best to ever do it in the state and gets his kids to play really, really hard. They execute well, and they did both those two things on Tuesday night really well. Tough opener for us. They really came out and gave us a pressure that we haven't been able to simulate in practice. Things were moving a little bit fast for us. Thought we adjusted as the game went on. Frankly, I've felt like we got the ball where we needed to get it. We just didn't do a great job of finishing when we got it there. So hopefully that gets a little bit better tonight. Got to clean up the glass. We're not clean there either. Thought we defended pretty well, but we've got to learn to finish some possessions.
Well, Mike, what do you like about your team thus far? I know you were together in camp this summer, and you have some veterans that, well, for instance, Ryan Riggs, last year coming off football, had that back injury, but he kind of rehab that. This year he just works strictly on basketball, so he's one of your leaders that are back. Drew Daniel, who one of your leading shooters and a pretty good rebounder, he's also back in the lineup. And then you have a kid like Matt Stillwell, who played a lot of football, but yet he was your leading scorer last year. So how's that mix going, and how do you feel about your team? What do you like about it?
I feel really good about it. We have some really, really nice pieces. We're trying to put it all together now and to get it to mesh a little bit, and that's going to take a little bit of time. But we really like our pieces. Our seniors have been great with their example and their effort. Obviously, Matt Stillwell is a really, really good player. He's a third-team All-State last year, and we certainly feel like he can play to that level again this year. And Drew Daniels had a great year last year. Michael Keough and Joel Stracco both got some minutes last year and did some nice things and have a greater role this year. And Will Yerge is a bench guy for us, provides a lot of leadership and example in practice. So our seniors will kind of lead us, and we'll go as they go. And two of the five played football. We need to get them back into football mode. That'll help us quite a bit.
Young man that I'll let Steve ask a question here in a moment, but Matt Riedel played as a sophomore last year for you guys on the varsity, and he's one of those kids that's, I think he's basketball only, so he's another kid that got a lot of shots in the off season, unlike some of the football players who will catch up eventually. But Matt's in that starting lineup tonight.
Yeah, he is. Matt's done a great job. A year ago at this time, he really burst on the scene for us, kind of came out of nowhere and earned an opportunity to play with the varsity team early. Then we moved him down because he wasn't playing very much. Then we moved him back up because we had some injuries. And really did a nice job when he came up. Was probably a little bit weak last year, spent some time in the weight room this summer, got stronger, and it's shown in the way he plays, the more confident, carries himself a little bit more swagger than he did last year. So he's done a great job, and we need him to continue to be an X factor for us.
OC, I wasn't there on Tuesday. You and I talked about the game a little bit. How deep will you go this year? It seems from the outside looking in that you got a lot of good quality players. Can you go 8, 9, 10 deep? Is the bench a little bit shorter than that? What's it going
to
look like?
We played 8 on Tuesday, and I would expect us to play at least that many again tonight. You never know what the game's going to dictate, and you never know how things are going to change from week to week with your personnel. But I think you'll see 8 or 9 guys tonight.
How about what do you expect from BJ and Valley? What they lost some good players from a year ago, too.
They did. They did lose some good players. Jake Auer and Ty Walker are really good players, really good shooters. We're going to have to do a great job against them. I would expect to see some mixed defenses, some man-to-man, some zone, and that'll be a challenge for us. And this will be the first time we've seen it. Hopefully we can handle it a little bit better than we did last year. Spent a little time on the last couple days, but you never know when the lights come on how you're going to handle those things. But these kids will play hard, and they're well-coached. And the one thing that stood out to me on film is how well they rebounded. So we've got to do a much better job on the glass than we did on Tuesday.
This will be one of your taller teams, right?
It will be on paper.
You know?
It will be, yeah. But that hasn't necessarily equated to winning the battle on the glass like we would hope it would.
Yep.
OC, I know it's a big game. I saw your dad make the trip from Dubuque. He said he wanted to see it live and not listen to us on the radio. So that's a good news, and good to see your family here.
Means free food after the game, too. So that's
good. At the O'Connor House in Waukee.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Mike, best of luck, and good seeing you again. And thanks for all you do for Dowling. I know people don't know behind the scenes the work you put in during the football season. Hey, this place can't function with people like you and Mary Pick and Tom Wilson because the athletic department does not run itself. I know Mary Pick has a big part of that, but I mean that sincerely. The things that you guys do behind the scenes, amazing, and appreciate that.
Well, thank you. That means a lot, and we're awfully appreciative to have you guys supporting us and promoting and broadcasting our games at all levels. There's not many other schools, if any, in the state that do that, so that's a pretty nice perk.
Appreciate that, Mike. Best of luck tonight.
Hey, go get it.
And wake up those assistant coaches, Wagner and Nahas. Did you wake them up?
No question.
All right, Mike, best of luck.
Hey, going back, that could have been one of the reasons we didn't fare very well over in Iowa City, the assistant coaches.
That was Steve DeVinny that said that, folks. We'll take a one-minute break and return. Halftime of the girls' game. We'll get you caught up with the scoring in the first half. It's Dowling 37, Valley 14, the girls' halftime, and the teams are out warming up. We'll start the second half in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym as we're underway here in the third quarter. Dowling 37, Valley 14. Maroons' leading scorer in the first half was Caitlin Clark with 13 first half points. Emma Gipple with 10 points. And 4 points each for Nai Tong and Alexi Bowles in the Dowling post. 3 points for Grace Gaber and 3 points for Meg Simplot. Now Valley now with the steal. Nai Tong with the steal as dribbling, maybe one dribble too much, was Anna Spanin. Turnover back over to Valley on a steal and a basket by Meredith Reeker as she stole the ball away, and a foul on Dowling as a basket is good. So Reeker with her first 2 points and a whistle and a foul on Dowling. Let's see who they're going to whistle it on.
I think maybe.
And a free throw good.
Maybe Ellen McVay?
Reeker completes a 3-point play, and I believe they haven't put it up yet.
They haven't.
I believe it was McVay.
Yeah.
But we'll check that out. And now Dowling with the ball. Clark for three, top of the key, no good. Honnold with the rebound. Tigers won't quit. It's 37-17, Dowling by 20. Valley in transition in the lane. A shot up, no good.
Goodness.
And a foul on Dowling's Nai Tong. as Chapel will be going to the free throw line, and Nye picks up her second foul.
Yeah, the Valley has settled in a little bit, not playing quite as intimidated. And then from the Maroon standpoint, after getting out to that huge lead, we're not working the ball quite as well as we were early in the game. We've had a ton of substitutions, and so Maroons haven't quite had the flow here recently that they had early in the game.
Right now, Valley 4 of 8 at the free throw line, and the first free throw no good. Second free throw is good by Chapel, so she goes 1 for 2. She now has 5 points. Pressure by Valley and a steal by the Tigers. Plummer with the steal. Leaves it for Chapel as she waits for her teammates to come back, and a layup no good by Reeker. She went down the left side with the left hand. Rebound Dowling. Here's Clark with it. Clark leaves it for Gaber. Grace in the lane. And her shot off the glass. Good! Went right around Meredith Reeker in a timeout. Dowling will be a 30-second timeout. Gaber with her fifth point.
Yeah, good timeout there by Coach Meyer. Maroons don't look super, super sharp right now. And I understand you have a big lead, but you still got to play against the game itself, not necessarily your opponent.
Correct. Let's take a look at the scoring for Valley in the first half. They were led by Haley Chapel with 4 points. Alex Honnold with 4 points. 2 points each for Anna Spain and Anna Bernhardt. And 1 point for Maggie Hall. Meredith Reeker did not score in the first half and now has 3 points. Tigers are 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Dowling 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by R&R Realty Group, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, as Kevin O'Hara will join me for the boys' game, maybe, if they didn't go to that third overtime in the JV girls' game. Or he'll start his freshman game. And in the lane, a shot no good by Clark. Caitlin hits the deck, rebound out of bounds, and it'll be Valley basketball, I believe.
Ella McVeigh with a huge hustle play, but she had a foot on the out-of-bounds line there when she came up with the steal.
Tigers with it, and they get the ball into the front court. This is Grace Plummer from the top of the key. Dribble handoff goes to Chapel. Valley run their weave play, if you will. The three guards just kind of rotate the wings. They pass, and then they cut. And here is, in the lane, Weaker has the ball stolen away by Dowling. Gaber with the steal.
Emma Gipple with a hand in the passing lane.
And Gaber will pull up for three. Good! Grace Gaber from the top of the key. Nobody came out to guard her, and Grace drilled it.
Yeah, they lost track of her.
And she now has 8 points, 42-18 Dowling. Here's Spain with it, dribbles against McVeigh, and she's cut off. Good job by McVeigh to stop the penetration. Valley just five out, nobody in, Steve, and a lot of passing and cutting. Kind of a real motion offense, if you will. Long three, top of the key, no good by Meredith Reeker. Rebound Dowling and Gipple.
I got her for 7 rebounds now on the night.
Underneath is Clark. Her shot up and good. Basket will count as a foul will be on the Valley Tigers, and I believe they'll whistle it on Haley Chapel.
Well, what a good timeout there by Coach Meyer. You know, the kids were just not playing as well as they were capable. And since the timeout now, we've reeled off, I think, 7 in a row coming with the free throw coming.
First team foul on Valley. And on Chapel, foul number 2, free throw coming for Clark, and it's good. So Caitlin tonight with 16 points. She's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. And Dowling leading 45-18, 5:15 remaining here in the third quarter from the Dowling gym. Place is filled up. Why wouldn't it? It's Dowling and Valley. Boys game to follow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Plummer with it. Gets a pass, rotated back to Bernhardt, and it'll be over and back as Bernhardt could pass from her teammate. Turnover
That's
against the Tigers.
One. She's talking to her coach as if to say, I wasn't really looking for that pass or expecting it. Coach Segrish just had a seat. He doesn't even know what to say.
All right, Clark for 3. Good top of the key, and Valley had nobody out on her. So Caitlin with another 3. That is her third 3 of the night. She's got 19. And it's 48-18 Dowling. Runs by 30. This is their largest lead of the night here, Steve.
Ninth grader Anna Spain got past her defender. I think that might have been Gipp or maybe Ella McVeigh, and then drew the foul on Lexi Bowles.
All right, free throw good by Spain, who's at the free throw line. Anna Spain, a 5'7 freshman. It's the first free throw. That's her third point of the night. And they gave the foul to Bowles. That's her second. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Dowling. Brianna Rodriguez in there. Gets it to Clark. Clark, pull-up jumper from the right elbow. Good. Chapel can't back down from her.
Caitlin's on another one of those hot streaks where she's knocking everything in from different
nice
places.
Move by Spain down the lane. Her shot no good with the left hand. And
yeah,
ball goes to the floor.
Looks like a jump ball, Mark.
It is.
Ball comes back basketball. To the Bruin, yeah.
Trying to see what the bottom of the pile.
Well, I'll tell you, Anna Spain has impressed here lately off the dribble, hasn't she?
Like that left hand. Like her dribble penetration.
Yeah,
the top
she's
key.
Been able to get around the Maroons two or three times here in the third quarter.
All right, Aaron Kleppe into the Dowling lineup, number 33.
Kleppe, first action 5, for her tonight.
5'10 senior. I believe she moved into the area from, I wrote this down earlier.
Mark, you're all things Dowling. We depend upon you for stuff like this.
She moved in. Her and her family moved in. Senior year.
Yeah.
Kleppe, I want to say Cedar Rapids, and I'll be corrected, I'm sure. Here's Clark with it. Dowling with the ball, leading 50-19. 31-point lead for the Maroons. Largest of the night. All right, here in the lane is Gaber. Tries an inside pass to Kleppe. It's stolen away by Honnold.
Good idea.
Outlet pass goes to Chapel. Gets it to Honnold. Give and go left. Good. Hey, how about that pass from Chapel to Honnold? And Alex drilled it. 6 points off.
Honnold, all of her shots, Mark, have come in, you know, basically driving shots in the lane. She hasn't taken much outside.
Here's Clark. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Good. Right over Plummer.
Yeah, just no answer for her. She's been
23 points for Caitlin Clark, 52-21 Dowling. With the ball is Bernhard for the Tigers. Corner three, up, in and out, no good by Plummer. And bodies hit the floor as Chapel collides with Clark.
Loose ball.
And it'll be a loose ball foul on Chapel. So Haley picks up her third foul. Caitlin bounces off the floor. And she'll have a seat on the bench. And a timeout called by Val. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining, third quarter. It's Dowling 52, Valley 21 here in this girls' contest. From the Dowling Gym, we'll be back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaAndSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey, we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale alongside Steve DeVinny here in the third quarter. 3.5 minutes remaining out of the Valley timeout. Dowling 52, Valley 21. And a full court press laid on by the Tigers, but the Maroons go coast to coast. So a layup up and good by Dowling's. Was that Gaber, I believe?
That was Meg Simplot. Yep, she was the one who ended up with it after the kind of the scramble situation.
Yeah, it was 2-on-1 fast break after Dowling broke the press. Simplot with her fifth point. 54-21 Maroons in the lane. Shot no good by Plummer. And a rebound out to Dowling.
A little momentum shift throughout the game, but the Maroons definitely have it back.
There's Simplot again. Layup, or rather Julia Moore again with a shot no good. And the ball stolen away by Moore.
Good hustle play to get back on defense, wasn't it?
Yeah, she lost the ball after the missed shot, and then she went back and got it. And Maroons now with, well, they have five new players in there. I believe they do. Here's Simplot's shot. It's no good. Actually partially blocked. Rebound comes out to Chapel for Valley. Brown for three. It's no good. Maddie can't hit it. Rebound comes out to Chapel. Tigers continue with the basketball. Bernhard with it. Hannah Bernhard gets it back out to Chapel. Coming off a ball screen set by Plummer. Over in the corner goes the Maddie Brown. Brown in the lane, stops, leads it for Chapel. Good defense by the Maroons. They swarm the offensive players for Valley. And a shot no good in the lane. Rebound Dowling. Here's Simplot with it. In the corner for Gaber for three. No good. Follows her shot. Gets the rebound. Gaber another three. Top of the key. Good. That's a better spot.
Grace. Not afraid.
Gaber with her third three of the night.
Good balance scoring for the Maroons tonight.
She's got 11 points. And now a turnover on Valley as they can push the ball in the front court. And a turnover by the Valley Tigers. 57-21.
Hey,
36-point lead here, Steve.
You might be help our listeners understand. It's a running clock now. Is there a point differential?
It's 35 points.
Anytime after halftime?
And then it can go down to, I think, 25.
Okay, yep.
So anytime after. It's second half only. It's like football. It's only the second half. And it is a running clock, so it will not be stopped. Corner three by Brianna Rodriguez. No good from the right wing. Offensive rebound, Dowling and Gipple.
As I recall, the clock will stop in free throws.
Yes, that they did add that after a few years. And now a shot up and no good by the Maroons. That's Julia Friedrich who checked in.
Oh, Nye.
And a whistle and a foul. And I think they're going to get Nye Tong for the foul. This is kind of a mismatch as Nye picks up her third foul, but she's guarding a 5'7 player. So Maroons may have to play without a post player because Nye.
All kinds of playing time for all kinds of kids here with the lead being, 36 points.
Third foul on Nye Tong. Valley with the ball. Inside is Plummer in the
nice
lane.
Move.
Shot no good. Tong with the rebound.
Nice move. Couldn't get it to go, but nice little crossover there.
Julia Moore in the front court. Handles a point for Dowling. Gets in the corner to Rodriguez. Brianna dribbles in the lane. Shot up and off the rim. No good. Tong with a strong rebound right around Plummer. Her putback is no good. And a rebound Valley. Tigers with it, and that is wise. And now we've got a turnover by the Valley Tigers here, Steve, on a charging call.
Yep, nice play by Julia, the freshman.
So Chapel picks up her fourth foul. Well, they got her for five.
She wasn't happy about it either.
And a timeout on the floor, as that is, oh, I'm sorry, that is the end of the third quarter. The clock doesn't stop, remember? So, with the ball being inbounded, the quarter's over. Ever see that very often?
No. We started looking at each other like, what's going on here?
So, 57-21 as we come to the end of the third quarter. Dowling with the lead over Valley. Back with the fourth quarter in this girls' contest in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym as we're underway here in the fourth quarter with Dowling leading Valley 57-21. We do have the running clock going on with the Maroons' lead as high school girls and boys basketball. If you have a 35-point lead or more in the second half, the clock will run, except on free throws, as Mr. DeVinny pointed out. And Dowling now with the basketball after a Valley turnover in their opening possession of the fourth quarter. Here's Caitlin Clark with it. We'll set the Dowling lineup. It's Clark, Simplot, Lexi Bowles, Ella McVeigh, and Grace Gaber. Clark gets in the corner to McVeigh for three. Up, good! Ella McVeigh with her first three of the night. As she came in averaging 3.5 points, 60-21 Dowling. Maroons by 39, their largest of the night. Valley in the front court. With it is Anna Spain. So it's Spain, Kate Carney, along with Elise Carver. Now turnover by Valley as they try to get the ball inside. Stolen by Dowling. Gaber for three in the corner. Good! Grace Gaber knocks down another three, and it's all Dowling tonight, folks. Gaber with 14 points. That's her fourth three, and it's 63-21 Maroons.
Off a really nice assist there by Caitlin, who follows it up with a steal, and we're going the other way.
42-point lead, Clark in the lane, and her layup is up and short. Ball slapped around, and Valley retains possession. Blake Morrow in there. Blake is a 5'6 senior for the Tigers. Dribbles in the front court. So it's Morrow and Elise Carver in the back court. Now another steal by Dowling. They get it to Gaber. Pull up three. Up. Off the rim. No good. Clark with the rebound, and she draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. So the Maroons now will empty their bench. And the foul's on Valley's. Elise Carver, her first, and Caitlin will go to the line. Clark tonight with 23 points. So she can do no more than 25, I would guess.
Yeah, liberal substitutions by both teams, as the score would sort of dictate here. You know, thinking about the running clock, Mark, the boys' varsity game, we were falling a little bit behind. We'll be right back on schedule, won't we?
Oh, yeah, we'll be on schedule.
For a 7:45 start.
But we're ahead of the other gym, where our good friend Kevin O'Harris, as Clark misses the second free throw, and now
Emma Gipple
bodies on the floor.
Yeah.
Gipple and Elise Carver collide.
Yep.
And Gipple was coming out.
Injuries on both sides, or perceived injuries. Looks like Emma Gipple's might be bleeding from her nose.
Yep, got a little bit of blood. And
she's going to come out into the locker room to get that stopped.
Well, down the end of the bench with
Coach
Lark.
Yep. Del Ark, a Hall of Famer for sure.
Absolutely. 64-21, our score. Dowling leading Valley here in the girls' contest. The boys to follow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I don't know what your time frame is tonight. I know you want to take your lovely wife out to dinner tonight, Steve DeVinny. Tracy's waiting for you.
No, she's good.
Steal by Dowling, layup good. That's Julia Moore, the freshman, with the steal and basket. 66-21 Maroons. So if you can hang out until Harry gets done.
I'm here for the team because I don't want the listeners, Mark, the listeners are going to take a step backward anyhow when KO gets on the air. I mean.
If you joined us late, the JV girls game went double overtime between Tom Donahue and Bert Hansen. As inside, Dowling with the ball and an offensive foul.
A loose ball foul
on Dowling. It'll be called on Simplot. So that went double overtime, which means Kevin O'Hare's 6:15 freshman game has started late.
Yep.
And he's doing color tonight. Mike Swain, who usually joins me for the boys' games, is not available this weekend. So we appreciate Mr. O'Hare, but that will cause a scheduling conflict. Or we can hold up the start of the boys' contest. I'll talk to the officials and Tom Wilson.
Say.
And we just hold it up till O'Hare gets in.
Yeah.
They do that for Dick Vitale, wouldn't they?
I suppose. But Kevin O'Hare, I doubt it.
Corner three by Valley, no good. Rebound comes out to Dowling. The Maroons have it.
The clock's running.
This is Wishman with it. Maddie Wishman, number five, into the lineup. It's in the corner to Julia Moore, number 21. Wishman back with it. Has the ball blocked out of her hands, and a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to call it on Maddie. So Wishman with her first foul. 5'7 junior for the Maroons.
That'll be the sixth team foul on the Maroons. So the clock continues to run. Starters for the Maroons are done for the day, except for Nye Tong's in there, but surrounded by reserves.
Meg Simplot in there, along with Wishman, Nye Tong, you mentioned Brianna Rodriguez.
And Julia Moore.
Now Valley with the basketball. 4 minutes remaining, 66-21. Dowling with a 45-point lead. I believe that's their largest of the night right now. Tigers with their dribble weave. Handed off to Megan Wise down the lane. Shot no good, and a foul called on Dowling.
Clock will stop. Seventh team foul for the Maroons. That'll be two free throws there for Megan Wise for the Tigers.
Nye Tom picks up her fourth foul, and we're going to see five new Maroons come in. First free throw up and good. Megan.
These are girls we haven't seen so far tonight. Well, with the exception of Kleppy, she's played a little bit so far. But
that is correct. We'll,
Olivia Bailey looks like she's in there.
Allie Anderson, number 25, freshman, 5'4". Lauren Fredericks in there.
Julia Friedrich, is that right?
Yes, correct. Julia Friedrich. 5'4 sophomore in there right now. Also, she just made the pass. As Dowling running their offense, and a running jumper up off the back iron. No good by Allie Anderson. A rebound out to Valley.
What a thrill, though, for the kids to have a chance to play.
Absolutely. We're used to this in football in the latter part of the regular season.
Absolutely.
A lot of playing time and a lot of new numbers. Kept the Dowling principal and John Chido and me on our toes.
For sure.
And here we're doing the same. Valley with a turnover. 66-22 Maroons. Final 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. Maroons run their offense. Friedrich with it. Dribble handoff goes to Lauren Fredericks. Fredericks top of the key to Olivia Bailey in there, number 35. Bailey, a 5'11 junior. Bailey and Friedrich playing catch and traveling on Bailey.
Called her for a little hop.
Bunny hop.
Yep. Tried to set her feet, and when both feet come off the ground and you land,
if only those MAC coaches on the girls' and boys' side wouldn't teach that.
I'm telling you.
Know.
What we tell our kids is whatever it takes.
Yeah, until the official calls, and then things change. Underneath, Wise posts up, and it's her shot is no good. She went around Kleppy, and a rebound out to Dowling. Runs in the front court. Dribbling down court is Allie Anderson. She's double-teamed. Gets to Friedrich. Now skip pass over to Bailey for three. It's off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound comes out to Kleppy. Dowling keeps possession with 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the contest. 66-22. 44-point lead for Dowling. Now a steal by Valley. Carver with the steal. Lead pass down court to Wise. Layup good from the right side. Megan Wise with her third point.
Under 2 minutes now, Mark.
66-24. Dowling with the lead. These two teams only meet once a season, and now we've got a whistle.
Number two for the Tigers fouled.
Jockeying for position. Emily Strawn in there for the Valley Tigers. Number two is 5'6 junior. Whistle for the foul.
Allie Anderson took one on the chops there, but she recovered.
Now in the college game, they review this, make sure it wasn't flagrant. Was it a flagrant one or two? And we'd have a lot of delays, but not there. Inbounds pass goes to Fredericks, and she shoots and scores. Lauren Fredericks. Lauren is a 5'7 freshman on the varsity.
That's fun for her.
I'm sure she played a little bit tonight. Valley with the ball. Inside is Bernard. Her shot no good. Check that. It was Wise with the missed shot. Rebound Dowling. Minute to play. 68-24 Maroons. Now
good
long three
by
coming
Anderson.
By Bailey. It's no good. Weak side rebound Dowling. Put back shot no good by Fredericks.
Yeah, Fredericks just didn't get her feet set there.
And back comes Valley. A shot no good and a whistle and a foul on Dowling.
Whew.
Valley pushed the ball down court. Couldn't get the shot off by Wise, but she drew the foul, and she'll shoot two. Fouls on Kleppy, her first. And the first free throw coming is no good by Wise. Tomorrow, the Dowling wrestling team traveling to the Keith Young Invitational up in Cedar Falls. They'll wrestle at 10 o'clock. Head coach Kevin Stanley and the Dowling wrestlers are coming off a triangular yesterday. Second free throw is good by Megan Wise as Dowling defeated Ottumwa 61-15 and losing to 7th-ranked Waukee 45-16. So the Dowling wrestlers 1-1 and heading to the ever-tough Keith Young Invitational where there'll be 15 teams up there, Steve DeVinny. And now underneath layup, good. That's Olivia Bailey. She's been knocking on the door a few times and finally got it to open.
Nice move right there.
70-25, Dowling. 20 seconds remaining. Valley in the front court. This is Strawn with it. And dribble handoff to Hall. Megan Hall down the lane. Layup, good. Oh, off the rim, excuse me, no good. Rebound by Wise, and her putback's no good. Gets her own rebound. Forced a shot there, and Bailey with the rebound. Olivia Bailey, and that'll do it. 70-25 will be our final score as Maroons launch a half-court shot that won't fall. And the Maroons hold Valley to 4 points in the fourth quarter to win it 70-25. Dowling girls now 3-0 on the season, Steve DeVinny. Valley falls to 1-3. And up next for Dowling will be our next game Monday night. It'll be parochial school night for the Dowling girls. They recognize all the parochial girls basketball teams. And Dowling will host number 5 Southeast Polk, and we'll be on the air at 7:30 with the broadcast. 7:45, they're scheduled to tip off. I might be away from the booth for a bit because our Holy Trinity team will be introduced with my daughter.
Good.
I coach her team.
I didn't hear a lot back here.
Wow. Oh, wow. Coach Danner giving it to the Valley girls behind us, who he knows very well.
I'm staying out of that one.
I know you were. But, again, the final, Dowling 70, Valley 25. And that'll be Dowling's next game. It'll be Monday night. The Maroons will also be in action Tuesday in a game we'll have. Dowling at Roosevelt Tuesday night. And then we'll be on the air at 6 o'clock for that one. So next week it's Southeast Polk ranked 5th on Monday, number 11 Roosevelt on Tuesday, and number 4 Johnston, or rather Ankeny, on Friday for the Dowling girls. For the Valley Tigers, next Tuesday they'll be back in action. They'll be hosting Ankeny Centennial, who's ranked 8th. That'll be a 6:15 doubleheader. On Friday, Valley will host Mason City. They're 8th ranked out of Class 4A. That'll be a 6:15 girl-boy doubleheader. And then they'll host Waukee on Friday, December 20th. That'll be their final game before the Christmas break. So, again, for the Valley Tigers, they have Centennial, Mason City, and Waukee next on their schedule. And for Dowling, it'll be Southeast Polk, Roosevelt, and Ankeny. We'll take a break and come back and recap the girls' game. Once again, the final, Dowling 70, and the Valley Tigers 25. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Emmerdale, David Beltram, our studio producer, we'll be back with the postgame show after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Hey, we're back here at the Dowling Gym as the boys' teams are warming up right now. It's the Dowling girls defeating Valley 70-25. As the Maroons improve their record to 3-0 on the season, ranked 2nd in Class 5A. Valley falls to 1-3, and they were 12th ranked coming into this contest. Let's take a look at the scoring in the contest here, Steve DeVinny. As the Valley Tigers went 8 of 16 at the free throw line, they had nobody in double figures as they were led by Alex Honnold with 6 points. She was followed by Megan Wise with 4 points, also Grace Plummer with 5. So single-digit scoring for Valley, rounding out scoring for the Tigers, Meredith Reeker with 3 points, Anna Spain with 3 points, 2 points for Anna Bernhardt, and 1 point for Maggie Hall. For Dowling, the Maroons were led by, they had 3 players in double figures, Steve, led by Caitlin Clark with 23 points, 14 points for Grace Gaber. Grace tonight with 4 3-pointers and 1 2-point basket for her 14. 10 points for Emma Gipple. Gipple with 2 3-pointers on the evening. And then single-digit scoring for Dowling, led by Meg Simplot off the bench with 5 points. Nye Tong, Lexi Bolts with 4 points each. And 2 points each for Julia Moore, Olivia Bailey, and Lauren Frericks to round out scoring for Dowling. The Maroons were 3 of 6 at the free throw line. So Dowling outscoring Valley 13-4 in the fourth quarter to win it 70-25. Mr. DeVinny, up next, the team that knocked Dowling out of the postseason last year, the Southeast Polk Rams, who last year at the state tournament in the semifinals knocked Dowling out 72-61, and they're ranked 5th this year. Tracy Daly's the coach, and that's who the Dowling girls have Monday night, and a game we'll have here on Iowa Catholic Radio as they recognize all the parochial school girls basketball teams.
Yeah. That should be a really good matchup, two top five teams
again.
Oh,
absolutely.
Southeast Polk in girls basketball the last as long as I can remember, 10 or 15 years, has really, really had a good run.
And after last year when Southeast Polk knocked Dowling out, the Rams played the Valley Tigers for the state title, and Valley, led by Zoe Young, a 65-60 win in the 5A state championship.
That was a really well-played game night. Yeah, that was enjoyable to watch.
It certainly was. So that's the final from here in game one. DeVinny, I need you to stick around until Coach O'Hare is done in game two, if you wouldn't mind.
Happy to do it.
And we'll get the score sheets all flipped around again. The final, if you joined us late, the Dowling girls defeat Valley by the score of 70-25. And we had the running clock, Steve, for what, the final?
I would say most of the second half, because I looked up with at least halfway through the third quarter, and it was running. And I just had sort of forgotten about that rule.
You know what? It was at the end of the third quarter, because the third quarter ran out with the ball not being in play.
Yeah.
And we're looking at each other like, what did we miss? So, all right. We'll take a break, come back, as we'll preview the boys' contest here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling and Valley. And along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Hamadale back with the boys' game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling 70, Valley 25, the final in the girls' contest. We'll be back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym as we start game two of our doubleheader tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, as the Dowling girls defeated Valley 70-25 in game one of our doubleheader. Mark Amadale joined once again by Steve DeVinny. He's just keeping the seat warm until KO gets over here. Mr. Kevin O'Hare coaching the Dowling freshman team. And I know there's an overflow crowd in there watching the Dowling freshman take on Valley in the boys' contest. And O'Hare will be over here when they're done. But hey, you've seen a few of these guys throughout the years, Steve DeVinny. We had OC on at halftime talk about the preview of the Dowling Valley boys game, but this is some Maroons that, you look last year, Jack Lyman, Jack Keel, both graduate, both averaged about 5 points each. Drew Keeter, some of the seniors that graduated, and now the 2019-2020 Maroons with their home opener after losing on the road at Iowa City West 43-28 on Tuesday night. Dowling boys open up at home tonight.
Tough night over there shooting-wise, 22 turnovers, inexperienced. The football kids aren't in basketball shape yet. I would expect, it's like OC said on the pregame when he spoke to us at halftime of the girls' game, Iowa City West, number two or three in the state preseason, threw a lot of pressure at the Maroons, and Maroons really didn't handle it that well. So let's hope that with that one game under their belt, and also they're playing here at home, where I would guess they'd be a little bit looser and more aggressive. And so I would expect it to be a whale of a ball game tonight, really.
Well, in that game over at Iowa City West, keep in mind, Iowa City West comes in preseason ranked third, and Dowling preseason ranked second. So,
yep.
But a lot of that has to do with Dowling not having a whole lot of reps. They had less than a week of practice to get ready for that game. But the Bruins go over there. They were 0 for 9 from three-point range, shot 32% from the field.
Wow.
That wasn't bad, if they, but they had 25 turnovers, so it was Iowa City West 16. That's almost a turnover versus point ratio.
Yeah, not good. You know, it's not the first time that we've seen the Maroon boys get off to a little bit sluggish start with the success of the football team. And you certainly, Coach O'Connor wouldn't trade it either. He loves the success of the football team, and a lot of his basketball kids over the years have played football, but it just means it takes the Maroon basketball squad a little bit longer to get their legs under them.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I didn't realize they had the ugly Christmas sweaters going around Dowling today. I saw something on Maroon Crew about it. That's the Dowling Twitter site. And, yeah, I didn't. You don't have yours on, Stephen. I forgot mine.
All sweaters that I wear have a tendency to be ugly because of my age. But it's not something I purposely shoot for, Mark.
You go home once in a while, Steve, looking for maybe a favorite sweatshirt, shirt that you like.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's gone. And your wife is taking it to maybe like St. Vincent de Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good point.
I was wondering why I was missing some clothes.
Good point.
I had a...
That happened at your house, too.
I'm not going to comment because somebody might be listening, but I just wonder if anybody else had that issue come up.
It's
clothes
usually...
disappearing that you think are in style and they really aren't.
Well, with most men, it's a situation of same situation, different address. But we're going to go with it.
Yeah. Reminder, Dowling girls will be making up their game with Des Moines Lincoln. That's a game you and I didn't get all the way through.
Nope.
We got listeners jumping in and out of the... broadcast tonight, but Dowling will make up their game with Des Moines Lincoln. It'll be 1 week for tomorrow on a Saturday at the Roundhouse, and it'll be Saturday, December 14th, 11 o'clock. They'll resume the game, Dowling leading 35-4 late in the second quarter against the Lincoln Rails. They have to resume that game for it to count, and people will think, well, why even continue that game? Well, it's very important for seeding, especially postseason seeding. And if you get the state tournament, very important there. And so they will do that. That's the date that they could agree on. They only play once, and that'll be the day. Saturday, December 14th, 11 o'clock, Dowling and Lincoln at the Roundhouse at Lincoln, Steve.
Yeah, well, it's important for both schools to get that game played in full, allow the stats to count. And it's early in the year. Both teams need the work regardless of the outcome.
That is certainly true. Well, for Dowling now, they start the boys' season. They're 0-1 on the season, losing, as I mentioned, to Iowa City West on Tuesday, 43-28. And let's take a look at the starting lineup, Steve, as we preview this game. Dowling will start at one guard, Matt Stillwell. He returns as leading scorer from last year, averaging 13.5 points last year. He is a 6'2 senior, and he'll wear number 4. The other guard is Joe Stracco, played a lot last year as a backup point guard. And a 5'10 senior, Joe will start at point guard wearing number 12. And the third guard is Matt Riedel, 6'3 junior, averaged 1.5 last season. And the coming off the bench, and he'll wear number 24. One forward for Dowling, Ryan Riggs. Riggs, a 6'8 junior, averaged 12.5 points, 5.5 rebounds last year as a starter. He'll wear number 20. And the other starter is Drew Daniel for Dowling, a 6'6 senior, averaged 8 points, 5.5 rebounds last season. Led the team with 41 made three-pointers. And he'll wear number 32. So, again, it's Stillwell, Stracco, and Riedel, the three guards for the Dowling boys. Riggs and Daniel in the post. The head coach is Michael Connor in his 14th year at Dowling. 188 wins, 106 losses. He's assisted by Nick Wagner, Jimmy Nahas, David Combs, and brand-new sophomore boys coach this year, Pat Henkinius.
Yeah, no, it should be a fun game tonight. And same with the girls. It's early in the season. You can't read too much into one game, how well you play or how well you don't play. But this is a good rivalry. You know, you don't have to coach it up too much because all the players know each other from being on the west side over the years. And a lot of familiarity with what teams are going to try to do to each other. So it should be a fun game.
It certainly should. Let's take a look at the Valley starting lineup tonight. At one guard will be Ty Walker, a 5'11 junior. He wears number 2, transferred from Des Moines Roosevelt after last year. Averaged 19 points, 4 assists in his one game at Valley. The other guard is Grant Reeker, a 6-foot senior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds. He'll wear number 24. And the third guard for Valley is Jake Auer. Auer, a 6-foot senior. Last year had a broken thumb, but is in the starting lineup. Has had 13 points and 4 steals and 4 assists in the win over Roosevelt. In Valley's lone game last Tuesday night, 65-45 win. Auer wears number 30. One forward is Drew Urich. Heard him. Led, he had 2 interceptions in the state championship football game for Valley.
Yeah, sure played well that night for them.
And Urich, a 6'3 senior, averaging 6.7 rebounds. He wore number 14. And the center for Valley is the left tackle on the football team, Colby Christensen. 6'8 senior, 230 pounds, had a shoulder injury a year ago and also sat out with an ankle injury last year. And he starts in the paint for Valley. He'll wear number 34. Yes, he is. So, again, it'll be Walker, Reeker, and Auer, the three guards for Valley. Urich and Christensen in the post. The head coach at Valley is B.J. Windhorst. In his sixth year at Valley, 96 wins, 24 losses, led him to a state title, an 80% winning percentage. Matt Carter is his assistant. Eric Chappell and Brendan Jensen are the assistant coaches with Coach Windhorst. Valley with a record of 1-0. They defeated Roosevelt 65-45, as I mentioned earlier, Tuesday night. As the Tigers from last year, Steve, graduated all five starters. Trayvon Williams, our leading scorer. Evan Obia, Akwak Deng, Sam Stevens, Will Berg, who returns this year but out for the year. Berg suffered an injury, and he will not play this season. Oh, my gosh, a Hall of Famer right here.
There you go, Coach.
Yeah. And Michael Chamberlain all graduated, so BJ's got a brand new team. We'll take a break, come back with the starting or with the tip-off between Dowling and Valley. The boys' contest coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, game one in the books. The Dowling girls defeat Valley 70-25. And the boys' contest just minutes away from tip-off. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym for game number two of our girls and boys doubleheader, Dowling and Valley, tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale joined by Steve DeVinny to start with. Kevin O'Hare will join us as soon as the Dowling boys freshman team gets done tonight. They are running behind in the small gym here at Dowling due to the double overtime JV girls game when Tom Donahue at Dowling took on Bert Hansen of Valley, and that went to double overtime, so they're behind there. And we'll know when they're done as the fans will start exiting and moving into the big gym. But nonetheless, introductions being done on the court right now by PA announcer here at Dowling, Denny O'Grady. The Valley Tigers, a visiting team. I love these uniforms the Tigers have. They're all red with black numbers. Or is that orange, Steve? I'm a colorblind guy.
It looks to me like that's orange.
My goodness, not a bright orange. It's just a plain orange.
Yeah.
And orange and black, that's the school colors of Valley. Dowling in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers. That I do know. As maroon's being introduced, as it'll be Matt Stillwell, Joe Stracco, and Matt Riedel, the three guards for Dowling, Ryan Riggs and Drew Daniel in the posts. For Valley, Ty Walker, Grant Reeker, Jake Auer, the three guards, Drew Urich and Colby Christensen in the paint. So we're about set. Valley coming off a win over Roosevelt on the road last Tuesday night, 65-45. Matter of fact, we'll be at Roosevelt on Tuesday as Dowling girls and boys teams play at Roosevelt. And a girls and boys doubleheader will broadcast this Tuesday night.
That's always a fun place to go watch a game.
Absolutely.
I played there when I was a kid. I think it might have been my junior year. The year that Bobby Hansen won it all for you guys. But it's a fun place. Old gym.
And that has a lot of memories in it. I know for a lot of folks that's a gym that hasn't changed too much.
I think in 1978, the year before the Dowling Maroons won the state championship, Roosevelt did.
They did.
Garner and Gaylord Houston.
My goodness, what
a memory. And a guy named Mike Radosovich, who went on to pitch baseball at the University of Iowa.
I remember that.
That was a good team, obviously. Won it all.
All right. Players taking the court right now. Jumping for Dowling will be Ryan Riggs. And jumping for Valley will be Colby Christensen, I believe. Yep. Colby, the big left tackle for Valley. I remember him. We see a lot of those football players. Eli Reardon, tight end for Valley, will come off bench number 44. And Riggs wins the tip. Dowling with the ball. Brendan Ketcher, the quarterback on the Valley team, off the bench tonight. He wears number 50.
Looks like for now, Valley's starting off in a man-to-man defense.
Yeah, for now.
We'll see. OC said they'd probably switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, they'll give you a different look. Dowling with the ball. It's Strockel with it. As Valley comes out man-to-man, Dowling going right to left towards the south basket. Here's Riggs. Pull-up, jump stop in the lane. Leads for Strockel in the corner. Now they get it to Stillwell. And now the Maroons with a traveling call is Drew Daniel with the turnovers. Daniel and Riggs in the paint, and Drew one extra dribble. Turnover back over to Dowling, or rather back over to Valley. Tigers with their first offensive set. They go left to right towards the north basket here at the Dowling gym. Wearing their road orange and black numbers. Shot off the glass, no good. Leaves it short, does Grant Reeker. Rebound Dowling. Runs in the front court. This is Stillwell. Matt gets in the corner. To Matt Riedel. Back to Matt Stillwell. Two-man game. Stillwell on the baseline. Can't get the reverse layup. Looking for help. Kicks it up top. That's Daniel with it. In the corner it goes to Riedel for three. Good! Matt Riedel shoots and scores the first 3 points. And that's the first three-pointer of the year for Dowling.
Yep.
And it's 3-0 Maroons. Back comes Valley. Two-point shot no good by the Tigers. Off the mark. Dowling in transition. Shot off the glass by Stillwell. No good. Follow-up shot up and good by Ryan Riggs. And the Maroons getting the momentum early, leading 5-0 over Valley.
One of the things Coach O'Connor said on the game in Iowa City, that his team was a little tentative. And they're not being tentative so far here tonight.
Here's Auer with the shot from the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Dead ball. It'll be Dowling basketball into the Dowling lineup.
22, it's Simon Daniel.
Simon Daniel. Now, he's no relation to Drew Daniel.
Thank you.
But Simon off the bench. He gets the first look for the Maroons. Stocko in the front court for Dowling. It's to the right side. That is Stillwell with it. Cross-court pass, dribble drives the lane, shot up, and off the rim, no good. Rebound Valley. Tigers come away with it. Grant Reeker with the rebound. Gets it to Jake Auer. Auer reverses the ball. They want to go to the right side. That's where Urich's at. Urich wearing 14. And guarding him will be Drew Daniel. Get in the corner to Walker. He pulled up three. Good. Ty Walker. His third three of the year, and we're tied at, or rather, at first three for Valley, and it's 5-3 Dowling.
Good ball screen there by the Valley Tigers to create that look.
With 5.5 minutes remaining first quarter, Dowling with the ball. They got Stillwell on the baseline. Wants to work there. Leaves it for Strocco for three. Off the back iron, no good. Long rebound out to Valley. Here's Urich with it all the way down court. Layup, good. Nice pass from Urich to Reeker, and we're tied at 5, Dowling and Valley. 5-10 remaining first quarter. Girls game won by Dowling, 70-25. Down the lane, layup, good. That is Drew Daniel with the basket. Nice strong move by Drew.
Yeah, we didn't see too much out of him last year with situations like that. He was content to shoot outside. That was a really nice dribble penetration.
All right, Reeker with it for the Valley Tigers. Leaves it for Auer. Auer will launch a three right for the Dowling bench. It's no good. Rebound Dowling.
Job by Riggsy there on the screen out.
Ryan with the box out. Gets the rebound. Strockel in the front court. Here's Daniel for three. This is Drew. It's no good. And the rebound rims out of there into Urich's possession. Valley in transition. Here's Ty Walker. Guarded by Stillwell. Valley left to right in front of us on their offensive set. Here's Reeker with it to Walker for three. Off the back iron, no good. And ball hits the support wire out of bounds to Dowling.
Another substitution. Looks like
Garang Dang.
Oh, I'm sorry.
6'2 senior.
Yeah, Riedel's back in for the Maroons. Matthew Stillwell will take a little break. Andrew Lynch getting ready to set us.
Yes,
getting set to come in. Walking up to the scorer's table.
And Riedel back in. Strocco has it for Dowling. 7-5 Maroons. 4:10 remaining first quarter. Strocco for three. Good! Corner three by Joe Strocco, his second of the year.
And B.J. Dowling, Windhorst shaking his head. Nobody was even close to the shooter.
10-5 Dowling. Maroons equal their largest lead thus far, 5 here in the first quarter. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny hanging around from the girls' game to the boys' game. Can't wait to talk to O'Hare. You have to stay with us. Well, let's hope,
let's hope that he wins.
Well, we want to do a little transition.
Yeah, he'll be in a foul mood, yeah.
We got to interview him before he gets on.
Yep.
All right, Valley with the ball. Ding with it. Can't get a shot off.
Good man-to-man defense, as usual, for Coach O'Connor's teams.
All right, here's Ding coming off a ball screen. Gets in the corner. And with it is Auer. Can't get a shot off, but gets it inside. And drawing the foul is Eli Reardon, who checked in. Reardon, a 6'6 sophomore. Dad played at Mason City with the Jeff Horner and company. And a whistle and a foul on Dowling. Let's see who they called it on. It'll be on, Riedel.
Yeah, it was Riedel.
Free throw good by Riedel, or rather by Reardon. Eli had 13 points and 6 rebounds in the win over Roosevelt. Second free throw coming. And it's short. Rebound Dowling. Daniel with the rebound. That's Drew Daniel. Outlet pass to Strockle to Stillwell. Dowling 10, Valley 6. 3:15 remaining first quarter. Dowling with the ball. Daniel with it. Free throw line. Gets in the corner to Stillwell. Won't shoot it. Matt will get it back to Strockle. They work the right side. Look at Valley in a little 2-3 zone here. Steve, corner three, no good by Riedel as a shot over the zone did Matt Riedel. And a rebound out to Valley. Now a pull-up jumper, no good by Jake Auer. Rebound Dowling and Strocco. Both teams going cold from the field. Maroons in the front court. With it is Drew Daniel. Daniel underneath, a little give and go. His shot no good. Nice pass that time by Andrew Lynch, who checked in earlier. And the rebound comes out to Valley. We got a blocking foul in transition. Reardon taken to the hole and a blocking foul called on Strocco. So Joe with his first foul, second team foul on Dowling. So Reardon will go to the free throw line here, Steve DeVinny, for the second time. It was 1-for-2 in his previous attempts. First free throw, no good. Eli Reardon, a 6'6 sophomore, 205 pounds. Played left tackle for head coach Gary Swenson and the Valley football team. Checking out of the Valley lineup will be Drew Urich. He'll be replaced by Grant Reeker, who checks in for the Tigers. Strocco checks out for Dowling. He's replaced by Michael Keel. Free throw is good. So Reardon goes 1-for-2.
How good was Keel on football this year?
Very.
Linebacker, weighs about 140
MVP
pounds.
MVP of the championship game.
Yeah.
Michael Keel. He's a point guard in the basketball team in the lineup now. Underneath, a shot up and good. Nice pass that time as they get it inside to Matt Riedel.
Yeah, Riedel to Lynch. Lynch converted, but good offense right there. Lynch found some open space, and Riedel found him.
12-7, Dowling over Valley. 2 minutes remaining. Second, or rather, first quarter from the Dowling gym. Mark Emmett-Hill and Steve DeVinny tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling girls winning their matchup with Valley 70-25. Corner three up and off the rim, no good by Grant Reeker. And rebounded by Dowling and Ryan Riggs.
Nice job by Riggsy on that board.
Nice job boxing out.
Very good.
Now, Keel for three, no good. A little set shot there. Rebound Valley. And Auer with it. His layup is good. Nice move by Auer. Wow.
Yep.
Jake Auer with his first 2 points. 12-9 our score.
Good little crossover dribble.
Got the Dowling defender out of the way. Dowling by three. Minute and a half remaining. Maroons with it. Corner three by Riedel is no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor. And picked up by Reardon and Valley.
You know, Maroons are taller than they have been in the past. Seven guys, 6'5 or taller, Mark, on the 15-man roster.
Ding to Auer. And Jake's three-pointer no good for Valley. Both teams going a little cold. Rebound Dowling and Stillwell with a minute to play here in the first quarter. Dowling 12, Valley 9.
Looks like Valley now has zone defense, started man.
And the Maroons working around the zone, and a tip up and
hey,
good
how about
the
that for
shot.
Andrew Lynch?
Lynch with his fourth point.
The football tight end doing some damage.
He didn't score Tuesday night, but he picked up Ryan Riggs' missed shot and tipped it through off the backboard.
Big time play.
14-9, Dowling by 5, equaling their biggest lead of the night. Tigers with it. Keep in mind, Valley with a brand new starting lineup after their season ended last year. Here's Walker for three for Valley. It's no good from the top of the key. Rebound Dowling and Stillwell.
20 seconds to go. They're going to play for one.
And Stillwell will hand it off to Keel, who hands it back to Stillwell, nearly stolen away by Valley with 14 seconds.
Little nonchalant there by Stillwell. Come on.
Yeah, play the game.
You're not the only one in the gym, Matthew.
That's right. Here's Keel with it, and he has the ball nearly stolen away. And reach behind by
almost
Jake Auer.
Yeah.
Almost got it.
Keel almost lost it.
So Coach O'Connor now substituting in. He will bring in Drew Daniel. Is it Allen wants their shooters in there? They're going to take out.
Looks like Lynch is coming out.
Yep.
So you got 4.9 seconds. Going to play for one shot. They got a little special here drawn up.
This is the Steve DeVinny special. I've seen it in practice work to perfection.
My goodness, what was that?
All right, they get it to Riggs. And now to Stillwell for three. Good, and it worked to perfection.
Wow. That wasn't even the play. Drew Daniel was supposed to shoot that.
He didn't.
Coach O'Connor was yelling, shoot it, shoot it. That ball was only in Stillwell's hands for about a 1/8 of a second.
And Dowling has its largest lead at the end of the quarter with the three-pointer by Matt Stillwell. Good. 17-9, Dowling over Valley. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumi and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumi and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumi's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumi and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiandSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio and from the staff. Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey, we're back here at the Dowling Gym underway here in the second quarter, and Valley with the first basket of the second quarter. Jake Auer a shot in the lane. It's 17-11. Dowling with the lead. Maroons led. Had their largest lead of 8 at the end of the first quarter as that three-pointer by Stillwell was good. So it's 17-11. Dowling with the lead and the basketball. Stracco over in the corner goes to Riedel. On the baseline to Riggs, and the ball slapped out of bounds by Valley. Also in there for Dowling is Drew Daniel and Matt Stillwell, the five on the floor there, Steve.
Looks like the five kids that started the ball game for the Maroons, yep.
Catch the Valley lineup here as Stracco has it on the inbounds pass. They get it in the corner to Drew Daniel. Daniel dribbles in the lane, stops, pulls up, leaves it for Riedel. Matt will kick it out for a three-pointer by Drew Daniel. It's no good. Rebound Valley. Now the Tigers with it. Here's Ty Walker, their point guard. Young man who transferred from Roosevelt last spring.
Ooh.
And he dribbles in the lane and a shot no good, and he drew the foul. It'll be on Stillwell.
Yeah, Matt was a little bit late getting there. On that previous possession by the Maroons, they had good ball movement again. Wide open shot, just in and out there for Drew.
Stillwell with his first foul. Third team foul on Dowling as Valley inbounds the ball. They got Eli Reardon starting. Little backdoor play and a layup good. Nice pass that time. Drew Urich.
Nice offense.
A little high low there.
Yeah, really good offense. Our big was trying to help get through that screen and then they slipped it.
And they recognize that. Dowling inside. A shot no good by the Maroons. Drew Daniel. Rebound Valley. And now underneath a layup good. That's Ty Walker and a timeout Dowling. Walker with a shot off the glass. Off the missed basket. We'll keep it here. 17-15, that 8-point Dowling lead now down to 2 with 6:42 remaining here in the second quarter, Steve. Dowling with the 2-point lead and a timeout, Coach O'Connor.
Coach O'Connor, the Maroons are getting good looks. There's nothing wrong with the looks they're getting, but they've missed a couple. And Valley had the real good play off, the set play off the inbounds, and then a good basket there in transition by the point guard, too. Game of runs. We know it's going to be a game of runs.
Oh, yeah.
Maroon's got to stay consistent.
Bryant Abel, Johnny Getting, and Will Dotson, our three-person officiating crew. I want to thank them for all they do, all the officials in the that officiate high school sports. We need them. Without that, games can't be played, and we see that a lot in some of the youth ball that games are not being played, and you want to do that.
It's too bad.
It is. A lot of different
not a good trend
for that. But, hey, support your officials. They're out there to do their job. And underneath, Riedel shot no good. Ball slapped around and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Valley basketball. Good hustle by Riedel after tried to keep the ball alive but couldn't do it.
Now, the Maroons have had some shots in the paint, Mark, where they haven't finished. And I know that Valley's got the 6'8 kid, and although he's not in the game right now, they got to finish up and around the rim.
Oh, pull-up jumper good by Jake Auer. That's his 6 point.
Yeah, Jake Auer, can I just tell you, is a really good player.
Yeah.
He's doing everything.
He didn't play much last year. Had a broken thumb as a junior.
Really skilled.
And he's recovered from that nicely. Tied at 17, Dowling and Valley. Here's Stracco for three off the back iron. No good from the right wing. Ball slapped around, and Dowling has it. Drew Daniel tipped it to himself to Stillwell.
Nice play for a second chance point possibility.
Valley stays 2-3 zone. Stillwell with it. Looking inside. Can't get it to the big guy, Ryan Riggs, who's been held to 2 points in the game. Stillwell for three. It's off the rim. No good.
Riggs.
Rebound Riggs. Offensive rebound. Puts it on the floor and slapped away into the hands of Riedel. Underneath the Riggs. Layup.
Nice.
Good. Basket will count. And the foul's on Reardon.
Very nice.
It was. Nice entry pass that time from the wing.
Yeah. It's a big-time play. You know, if Riggs plays that well, the Maroons will be a factor. I wasn't there Tuesday. I don't think he scored on Tuesday. I can't recall.
I have that in front of me. Riggs had 6 points, five rebounds, and
maybe,
two blocks.
Maybe scoreless at half. I can't remember.
Could be.
But when he's aggressive like that, he's super skilled, and he's 6'8".
Free throw good. Riggs with 5 points now.
He's played very well so far tonight.
And Dowling regains the lead 20-17. Now pull-up jumper by Tigers. Up and good. And once again, that's Jake Auer starting to heat things up. He's got 8 first half points.
Yeah, he just went and created his own
six
right there.
Six in the second quarter.
Made it look easy.
And now Dowling with the ball and getting a little too quick, traveling on the Maroons. So Dowling with the turnover.
Yeah, Drew Daniel turned it over on the baseline.
20-19, Dowling by one. Valley with the basketball. 5 minutes, 10 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Into the Dowling lineup once again is Simon Daniel, 6'2 junior. And he replaces Ryan Riggs. And now another 3-pointer. It's no good this time by Auer.
Thank goodness.
Look good from here. Rebound Dowling. And now it is Stillwell in the front court. Gets it to Simon Daniel.
Oh, come on.
High-low.
Turn and face the basket.
And now steal as they went underneath. Drew Daniel tried to save it, and now Valley in transition. Beck shot off the glass good. Ty Walker with his 7th point.
Lynch got the ball in the middle of that zone and didn't turn and face the basket. Just looked to pass, and it was covered.
And Valley with its first lead of the night.
You got to be a
threat. Lead by one. 21-20 Tigers. 4.5 minutes remaining, second quarter. At halftime, we'll talk to Kristen Meyer, the Dowling girls coach. Now a corner three by Simon Daniel. It's no good. Tip no good. Ball loose on the floor, and Stillwell had it, and he drew the foul.
Yeah. Good hustle by the Maroons there to keep that ball alive.
Urich commits the foul. That's Drew's first. It'll be Dowling basketball. Just to the right of their basket is checking out of the game Drew Daniel for the Maroons as Riggs returns. Also in there, Andrew Lynch for Dowling. All right, Stracco with it. Gets it to Simon Daniel. Skip pass over to Matt Stillwell, and he dribble drives in the lane and splits the defenders and scores.
He's one of the best slashers
in
the
state.
He's really, really talented. Yeah, good competitor.
Just getting his basketball game going. And now underneath, the layup no good with the left hand by Garang Gang. And rebound Dowling.
Riggsy.
And now a pull-up jumper no good.
Block shot.
Power. Block shot by who? Was that?
That was Riggsy.
Riggs. All right.
Yeah.
Rebound Dowling. Maroons lead by one. 22-21. 3:35 remaining in the half. Now backdoor pass from Stracco is tipped out of bounds as he tried to hit Riggs with a backdoor cut in the left block. And now both Stracco and Stillwell will check out. Check into the Dowling lineup. Heard his name called a lot during the football season.
Oh, boy.
And also back in for Dowling is Matt Riedel. He'll launch a three. Corner good. That's a Tamian Sons three-pointer for Matt Riedel. His second of the night. Tamian Sons three-pointer. And Dowling with a four-point lead, 25-21 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. 3:15 remaining in the half. Mark Amadeo, Steve DeVinny. Kristen Meyer will join us, the Dowling girls coach. She may bring along a guest. You never know. And now underneath, a shot no good, blocked out of bounds by Dowling.
Illegal screen maybe by the Tigers. I'm not sure.
Oh, they did.
BJ didn't see it, doesn't like it.
They're going to call it. Yep, called it on, I think, Christensen.
Wonder what the call is. Yep. He doesn't know. He still doesn't know what the call is.
So Colby Christensen picks up his
moving screen.
First foul. And
that's big.
BJ wants to know from William Dotson, and I think he got it. All right, 25-21, Dowling, 3 minutes remaining in the half. Valley in their zone, now steal. And a jump ball.
Looks like the Maroons are going to retain possession.
So yeah. Dowling went down the ball, but yeah, they're zoning and we're bouncing the ball.
That was a little bit ill-advised by Michael Keel.
Dribbling is what I meant to say. So Dowling went down the ball underneath their own basket. Riedel will throw it in. Dowling goes the box set. Here's Keel, top of the key, dribble drives.
Nice,
leaves
Michael.
It for Riggs, and he wants to flush it through and can't get it done. Rolls off the rim.
Goodness sakes.
Rebound comes out to Valley. In transition, this is Jake Auer. Dribble handoff to Ding.
Michael Keogh's doing a much better job on Auer.
Yeah, well, why would you put the best defensive player? And now Auer went right around him, layup is blocked. Blocked by Riggs. We got a foul on Riggs. Didn't let the shooter come down, and Riggs fell on top of him after he blocked the shot.
Looks like just his first foul.
It is. Ryan Riggs with his first foul. Let's see, team foul number 5 on Dowling, 3 on the Valley Tigers with 2.5 minutes remaining in the half. Free throws coming for Jake Auer, Steve.
Just about the time that I said Michael Keogh was doing a good job on
Auer. He right around and
crossed Auer crossed him over.
First free throw good by Auer. Having a pretty good first half.
Looked like James Harden for the Houston Rockets.
9 points for Auer. Jake, a 6-foot senior, makes the vote. 10 points. First guy in double figures, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 2.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Dowling 25, Valley 23 here in the boys' contest. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls, a 70-25 win over the Valley girls. Back in 1 minute on the timeout on the floor here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Dowling 25, Valley 23. 2:15 remaining. Second quarter here in this boys' contest. Dowling with a 2-point lead. They have the basketball. Michael Keel for 3 in the corner. It's no good in the left wing.
Oh, still
rebound
well.
Stillwell. And his put back up and good. He stole the ball right away.
What a hustle play, yeah.
From Eli Reardon. So a wide receiver steals it away from a tight end.
The Reardon's a good-looking kid, a good-looking
just
athlete.
Just a sophomore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
good
strong.
Pedigree. His family that played all over, Notre Dame, Nebraska, Mason City, and now inside a shot up and good by.
Auer has the green light. I mean, he can shoot it anytime he wants.
He has got now 12 points.
He is unrestricted.
Kid with a broken thumb last year, and he's their leading scorer. Of course, Valley graduated all 5 of their starters on the boys' side.
Yep.
And now Auer with the ball, and he draws the foul. Keel will pick up the foul.
Only 4 team fouls. That'll be the 5th on Dowling. Neither team has shot any free throws yet.
So Keel will check out. That was his first foul. And Matt Strocco will check in. Or rather, Joe Strocco will check in. Joe, a 5'10 senior. Valley with the basketball. Ty Walker throws it in. Gets it to our man, Jake Auer. Auer, a 6-foot senior. Gives it to Walker for 3 right in front of the Dowling bench. It's no good.
Stillwell let him have that one, too.
And the rebound out to Dowling. Weedle with it. Outlet pass to Strocco. Minute 10 remaining in the half. Strocco dribble drives the lane. Jump stops. Kicks in the corner for Lynch for three. It's no good. Riggs with the rebound on the offensive side.
Yeah, Riggs is just out jumping people now.
Still well in the lane. Layup is up and good. Matt just knows how to do it, doesn't he? Talk about a slasher.
Yeah. Great IQ, just a great basketball player.
9 points for Matt Stillwell, who's held to four against Iowa City West on Tuesday.
Getting his legs a little bit under him for hoops.
Yep, 29-25. I don't think so much now. With 40 seconds remaining, Dowling by four, Valley may hold for a high percentage
shot. I would think
shot.
Maybe Valley will shoot it if they have a good one. I don't know that. I haven't heard BJ or looked over and saw him call for one shot, but they're really being patient here, trying to run some clock.
Our man O'Hare just texted me. He said he's ready.
Oh, are they done? They done playing?
Yeah, but he's doing his post-game stuff.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, he can take over at the half anyhow.
I will let him
good
do
transition.
That. All right, 10 seconds remaining. Let's see what they got dialed up here for Valley as Auer has it. Coming off a ball screen by Reardon. Auer pull-up jumper, right elbow off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Dowling and Riedel. His three-quarter court shot is up and short. And we go to halftime with Dowling leading Valley 29-25 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve DeVinny, what a first half we saw. Maroons had an 8-point lead at one time, and Valley dwindled it down and took the lead by one. Under they have Dowling come in at the end. So what's your thoughts here, Coach DeVinny, as Coach Meyer's making her way up?
It's been an enjoyable first half. It's highly spirited. Both teams are playing hard. Good defense. Some good athletes on the floor and some good basketball players on the floor as well.
Certainly
it's been fun.
Is. All right. Well, we'll wait for DeVinny Mr. O'Hare to come up for the second half. Thank you for all you do, Steve, and keep up the good work with the
I've enjoyed it.
The Catholic program, the feeder system. You're the guy in charge.
It's fun. Yeah. Got four good coaches with me, and so it's certainly not just me, but
all right, Chief, I'll let you go, and we'll get to Coach Meyer.
K.O. here? Okay.
All right,
have a good one. I'll see you Monday.
See you Monday right here, Dowling Southeast Polk, Monday night.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, thank you, Steve. Steve DeVinny, my broadcast partner. And we'll take a break, come back with our halftime guest, Christian Meyer, the Dowling girls coach. Final in the girls game earlier tonight, Dowling 70, the Valley Tigers 25. And right now at halftime of the boys game, Dowling 29, Valley 25, back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadeo here at halftime as Dowling leading 29-25 in the boys contest over the Valley Tigers. I'm now joined by Kristen Meyer, the Dowling girls basketball coach, as Dowling girls with the win tonight 70-25 over the Valley Tigers. Coach, thanks for joining us here at halftime, and congratulations on the win. You're now 3-0 on the season, and boy, what a game. You really took it to Valley tonight. I know they're without Zoe Young, and they're going through that transition, but what a game your team played. And Steve and I were commenting defense tonight. Your kids got after defensively, just put the clamps on them.
Yeah, that's really been kind of what we've done well so far this year. I thought even up in Minnesota, our defense looked so much better already this year. And I think it's just taken us a little bit of time to for it to be important to us. And our girls are doing a really nice job of just being where they need to be and taking pride in their defense.
Well, let's talk about that trip to Minnesota during the Thanksgiving holiday. You went up to the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, the tip-off Thanksgiving Classic, and you went 2-0 up there against a couple of ranked teams out of Minnesota. You knocked off De La Salle High School, 69-58. On Friday, they were ranked 6th. And then on Saturday, you defeated the Academy of Holy Angels, 12th ranked team up there by 10. So talk about the trip. I know it's a, you know, it's a good way to get out of town on the holidays, actually have a little bit of fun, overnight stay in the hotel, and get to go to a very nice part of the America. I mean, Minneapolis-St. Paul area is just beautiful, especially this time of year. If you can get there and back and without any delays.
Yeah, we were a little
worried
about getting back.
I know you
but
were.
But we made it home safe. No, we had a really good trip. This was our third year of going up there. It's the Thanksgiving tip-off tournament put on by the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and they hold it at the University of St. Thomas and do a fantastic job, just the organization of it. And we had a really good trip for both our varsity team and our JV team went up, went to the Mall of America, each played two games against good competition that we wouldn't otherwise see. You know, so it was just a really fun trip for us. As you said, both De La Salle and Holy Angels were both very strong teams, very athletic, had some height. And I thought our girls played really well for it being so early in the season and handled pressure, and we saw some different junk defenses. And so I think we saw that tonight, that you can see that we've played tough competition already and that we were prepared for that, the physicality and the up-tempo style of play.
You know, one thing about this team, I know everything kind of revolves around Caitlin Clark, and we all know what a special player she is and how she presents to different teams. And you got a young lady who really can take over a game, but yet she wants everybody else to play within the team concept. And I know that's, as a coach, you try to get out, but you also have to have kids step up. And tonight, I look at your scoring, three players in double figures, led by Caitlin with 23 points, but Grace gave her 14 points. And how about the young lady, and we said this last year, Emma Gipple, not a whole lot of confidence as a freshman. She did a lot of good things defensively. Tonight starts knocking down shots.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, Steve, we're watching a young lady bloom before us and this crowd here for Valley Dowling. And you got to be happy with that performance by Emma Gipple.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, to be honest, I saw the work she put in the offseason this summer, this fall. So her knocking down those threes wasn't a surprise to me. And, you know, coming in, we thought we'd probably see a triangle and two to start. And so we'd need some people to knock down threes because they were all over Caitlin and Grace. Leaves Emma and Nye and Ella. And you're right, Emma came out and just missed her first three, but then knocks down two in a row.
Yeah.
And shot with confidence. I mean, defensively, we in her rebound, we've been counting on, you know, for last year, this year. But that was really good to see. Meg Simplot hit a three. Grace hit four threes. Just had different people stepping up and knocking down open shots, and that just makes the game fun.
Well, tonight everybody played, and that's important. You can get your whole roster in. And I have to go back to your first game of the season, which wasn't completed, and that was the, you shot so well, you shot lights out because the lights went out at Lincoln. Some of our listeners know about that game. You got a quarter and a half of a second quarter in, and that game will be resumed a week from tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roundhouse at Lincoln. But never been in a game like that, Coach. We've had the scoreboard go out. We've had a backboard shatter back in the old days of backboards,
sure.
When they were transitioned, let high school kids dunk, but never had a game end by a power outage that was extended, and unfortunately it did, but you're going to resume the game over at Lincoln a week from Saturday. I think it's December 14th at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it first for me as well. We stuck around kind of hoping we could play it that night, but that didn't work out, and, you know, those things happen. You figure it out, you move on, and you try to be flexible, so we're glad we could finish it next week. And
well, really like your team, especially the post players. You look at this year, I know after last year's graduation, Nye Tong and Lexi Bowles really doing a good job in the post. They did tonight. They combined for 8 points between them. And I know you had some other kids step up. We mentioned Emma Gipple with 10 points. Grace Gaber with 14 points, knocking down four threes. And then Ellen McVeigh, pretty steady running that point with Caitlin. She had a three-point basket tonight and does a lot defensively, which I think as a team you did tonight. We talked about that. So you move on, you get the win, you're 3-0, and you take on the team that knocked you out of the state tournament last year, Southeast Polk, this Monday night. We'll have it on Iowa Catholic Radio, 7:45 tip-off, and the one time you meet Southeast Polk, and it's here on Monday. You got to be looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, yeah. we are so excited to get to play them again, and we know anytime you play them, it's a tough one. They come out ready to go. They're physical. They're aggressive. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be a quick turnaround Monday, and then we play again on Tuesday. But it's what makes it fun, right?
That certainly does. As long as the weather's good. You know, we got to watch the weather here in Iowa. Well, Coach Meyer, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us at halftime. Anybody want to give a shout-out? We've got some people in Northeast Iowa listening.
Actually,
I already got the O'Connors. I got the O'Connors taken care of. They came down from Dubuque. So you're the other one from Omaha.
Well, actually, most of my family's here. We're doing Christmas this weekend. But I need to send a shout-out to, I think, one of our biggest girls basketball fans, Michelle, who works up in our cafeteria
That's
staff.
That's right, yeah.
She said she'd be listening tonight. So, Michelle, I hope you heard a good game.
Well, I hope so, too. At least in one. And the boys' game, well, we got a second half left here. But, Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you Monday night. Looking forward to that broadcast and contest here from the Dowling Gym. It's parochial school night. We'll have all the parochial girls' basketball teams recognized, including my daughter's team. And I got to step away from the microphone, let Vinny handle it for a little bit, and I'll come back. But all the parochial kids will be with your team before the game up in the cafeteria. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be a fun night. We hope to get a good crowd of them and so they can get kind of a taste of the high school program.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Kristen Meyer, my guest here at halftime. We'll take a break. Halftime score of the boys' game, Dowling 29, Valley 25, Mark Hamadil. And joining me for the second half will be Kevin O'Hare. We'll take a break and come back here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, underway in the second half for the boys' contest. Dowling 29, Valley 25. I want to welcome Kevin O'Hare to the broadcast after his busy night as Valley with the basketball. A three-pointer no good by Ty Walker. And a whistle and a foul on Stillwell. And that'll be foul number two on Matt as going to the free throw line for three, I believe. Yeah, for three shots will be Ty Walker for Valley, who finished the first half with 7 points, and he'll get three free throws here. Kevin O'Hare, welcome to the broadcast, and this hasn't happened too often since you and I have been doing games, but coming off a Valley or Dowling freshman loss.
Yeah, we just got humbled pretty quick. I'm glad to be here. I wish it was better circumstances, but yeah, Valley just took us behind the woodshed.
Wow. And that was your first game of the season?
Yeah, first
okay.
game.
So, all right, all three free throws good by Ty Walker. He's got 10 points. And just like that, it's Dowling by one, 29-28. Valley's had a one-point lead in the boys' contest. Dowling's biggest lead has been eight in the first half. Here's a three-pointer by Riedel. It's no good. And a rebound out to Valley. It's been a good contest. And on the baseline, Walker, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound comes out to Stillwell.
Stillwell pushes the ball, gets in the lane, kicks it to Stracco.
Now
back
Joe,
to Stillwell.
Now Joe in the baseline gets to Stillwell, and he loses it. And it's out of bounds off of Valley, Colby Christensen.
You can tell Valley's being really aggressive here, first
45
seconds in.
Oh, yeah. It's been one of those games. Try to run down some scoring here. Didn't have a chance to calculate the scores. Of course, there's no color guy here. Devaney left me because he knew you were coming.
Right. That's a win for everybody listening. Let's not kid ourselves.
Appreciate that. Leading scorer for Valley was Jake Auer. Boy, what a half he had. 12 points in that first half. Ty Walker with seven. Dowling with the ball underneath, and we've got traveling on the Maroons. Stracco got caught between dribbles there.
Yeah, Valley kind of came out there in a 2-3 zone, and Stracco kind of got in the paint, which was good, but then the trees came out, and he got into a little trouble.
Oh, they sure did. Valley in the first half, Jake Auer with 12 points. 7 points for Ty Walker. He now has 10. Drew Urich with 2 points. Grant Reeker with 2 points. And Eli Reardon with two free throws for his 2 points.
Valley's looking to go in. Him and Riggs and the big guy for Valley are working hard against
each other. Oh, yeah, that's been a great watch there. A three-pointer no good by Valley's Grant Rieker. Rebound Dowling and Riggs. Tigers are 4 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. Recalculating the scoring, so just I'm going to do a little in between here. Dowling with the ball. This is Drew Daniel with it to Riggs. Right elbow, shot up, and good. Rims through.
I know that's something Ryan's worked on in the offseason, kind of that 10, 15, 18-foot jump shot. That looked really good from there.
Dowling's leading scorer was Matt Stillwell in the first half with 9 points. Riggs now with 7 points.
Good block by Riedel.
Riedel with the – gets it to down to Straka. Reverse layup, good. How about that? Joe Straka with his 5th point, and Dowling's lead is now 5.
A little up and under from the little guy.
I saw that. Use the basket to protect the block shot.
Yeah.
33-28, and now Valley with the ball. They're a little high-low. A shot inside, no good by Colby Christensen, starting left tackle of the football team. Rebound Dowling, and Omaha Blue making his first appearance in the contest for Dowling. He's going to set the check in.
For all those listeners that are hearing the crowd go crazy, Omaha just checked in here. He's getting ready to check in.
Yeah, didn't play the first half, but he's going to play the second half. Three-pointer up, and no good by Ty Walker of Valley. Young man who transferred from Roosevelt last year, Walker.
Yeah, really good player. Really
good
guard.
Once Coach Sanders resigned, Walker decided to play high school ball for BJ Windhorst.
Jumped in the travel portal.
Yes, he did. He got the travel portal. Yeah, transfer portal.
Transfer portal, yeah. That's right.
All right, in the corner, Daniel for 3, and it's off the back iron, rolls around, and won't get the Kevin O'Hare bounce. And the ball slapped in the backcourt, and now Valley with it. And they save it from going out of bounds. Dowling with the ball. Underneath, and a shot no good by Riedel, and he drew the foul, and he'll get 2 free throws. Riedel with 6 points in the contest. What a flurry there.
4 guys on the floor in the last 10 seconds diving after loose balls.
Fouls on Valley's Jake Auer. That's his first foul. And free throws come. If you can't tell, the Valley student section moved behind us this year for some reason. And at the free throw line will be Matt Riedel. Free throw up and no good. All right, checking in for Dowling. Michael Keel, 5'9 senior, and the young freshman, Omaha Ballou, 6'7, 205 pounds, at 4 points, 3 rebounds in the loss to Iowa City West.
Yeah, I know he's excited. He's chomping his bit to get back out after a game that he probably would tell you he did not play his best.
And, folks, if you remember Caitlin Clark as a freshman and how well she was recruited, this young man is wanted by quite a few colleges right now, and he hasn't played his 2nd game as a high school player. So.
He's so mature beyond his years.
All right, 2nd free throw, no good. Rebound Dowling, or rather Valley, as Riedel goes 0 for 2. He has 6 points. And a long 3 up and good by Jake Auer. He's got 15 points, and that is his first 3 of the night there, Kevin.
Yeah, Valley's sitting in a 2-3 zone here. Oh, now they're trying to switch into a man.
They went man zone the whole game, and now Riggs with the shot no good, and he hits the deck hard, drew the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line, Ryan Riggs. Yeah, they're going to call. Oh, check that. It's an offensive foul on Riggs.
Yeah, offensive
me.
Foul.
That's
Valley
a second
slid in.
Foul.
It was really good positioning by Valley.
Riggs hit the deck. I hope he's all right. He bounces up, and he'll have a seat on the bench as Dowling will substitute in, number 34, Andrew Lynch. So it'll be Lynch, Ballou, and Matt Riedel, along with Michael Keel and Drew Daniel. And a long three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good by Urich. Rebound comes out to Valley and Reardon. His shot in the lane, no good, and a foul on Dowling.
Yeah, big offensive rebound by Eli Reardon, who you may have talked about this in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sophomore.
Played tight end on the football team.
Yeah, comes from a long list of Reardon family members.
My
who could
goodness.
Play sports.
They played at Notre Dame, Nebraska, Mason City, where it all started with his dad.
Well, I'm a Nebraska guy, so that's the only one that matters to me.
Nebraska and North Carolina, and I let you on the radio. I don't know how that
slim
works.
Slim pickings for you.
Reardon's first free throw is no good. Second one on the way. 33-31, Dowling by 2.
Points. He had 13 points in the opening night, too.
Yeah, off the bench.
Yeah.
Over Roosevelt. Rebound Dowling as Reardon now misses both free throws, as did Riedel earlier. Now whistling a foul in the place. Get a little physical, as we should say. Whistling a foul will be on Valley. It'll be on Jake Auer, his 2nd. Dowling basketball, 13 foul. But check that, 2nd team foul on Valley, 3 on Dowling. Maroons lead by two with 3:50 remaining third quarter. Mark Amadale and, yes, the Kevin O'Hare, the coach in the booth. You're just keeping everything warm until Swaim gets back. You know that.
Where is Swaim?
He's out of commission this weekend.
Vacation again, shocker.
Can't tell you any more than that.
Only guy I know that gets 42 vacation days a year.
Guy works hard. He's run the golf course all summer, and he's next to me all winter. Works hard. All right, Dowling with the ball. Daniel for three off the mark. No good for Dowling.
Great pass by Mike Keel.
And the rebound out to Valley, and here is Auer with it. Love this kid. Playing well.
He is. It's good to see him healthy, too. He's had some injuries.
Broken thumb last year. Didn't play. Auer for three. No good. Ball goes nearly out of bounds and tracked down by Dowling and Riedel. It's Riedel. Sophomore last year. Came off the bench. Matt has really grown up this summer. Said he beat you a couple times in one-on-one, and he's got his confidence.
He lied to you, so.
All right, underneath. A shot no good. We got a blocking foul called on Valley. And Michael Keel comes down. They have injured his back a little bit, but he'll go to the free throw line for two. Fouls on Valley. It'll be on Trajan Thornton. Trajan's dad off to my left.
It's Willie.
Willie.
Yeah, good football coach.
Well, he was sitting there. There he is on the other side of other Valley coaches around here. Free throw is up and good by Michael Keel, MVP of the state championship football game in Class 4A. What a year he had.
He did. And I know Coach OC is waiting for some of these football players to get their legs under them. Which they will.
34-31, Dowling by three. 3:10 remaining, third quarter. Keel with the second free throw that's coming. Trajan Thornton picked up the fouls we mentioned. He just got into the game. He didn't play the first half either. Second free throw good by Keel, and he'll have a seat on the bench. Got to get that back stretched out after he landed hard. Stracco back in.
Good minutes right there by Mike Keel.
So it'll be Stracco, Lynch, Riggs, along with Omaha Ballou and Matt Stillwell, the five on the floor for Dowling. 3 minutes remaining, third quarter, Dowling by four, Valley with the ball. They go right to left towards the south basket here at the Dowling gym. Here's Thornton with it. Trajan looking inside, can't get it there. Leaves it for Reeker. Reeker down the lane. His shot up the glass, good. Tough shot.
A little runner there on the baseline.
Oh, the backboard is your friend.
Yes, it is.
Kiss it off the glass. 35-33. Dowling by two, and a nice basket that time by Grant Reeker, who has 6 points. And Dowling with the ball. Here's Stracco with it, top of the key. Joe looking inside. Valley stays zoned this time. They mix up their defense. Stracco finds the seam, gets the Ballou on the baseline. His shot up and no good. Hits the deck and is fouled. And he'll go to the line for two free throws.
Yeah, it's good to see Omaha kind of just attacking the rim early on, letting the game kind of come to him a little bit. Don't settle for any outside shots. That was a really good aggressive take on his end.
Ballou will go to the free throw line. And eyes the bucket for his first free throw, and it's good. Omaha Ballou with his first home basketball point. He had 4 points Tuesday night in Dowling's loss on the road at Iowa City West on Tuesday. Ballou was not go to the line in that game. Second free throw coming, 36-33 Maroons. Second free throw good, nothing but the bottom of the net.
Really good stroke for the freshman kid. Shoots it well. I mean, there's a reason he's top three in the country, right?
Absolutely. Oh, somebody handed me this. Score sheet from the Dowling freshman game. I'll read this later. All right, three-pointer on the way for Valley as they have it, and it's no good.
Big defensive rebound by Omaha, kicked up to Stillwell.
Reeker with the rebound or with the shot, and now Dowling attacking the glass here, Kevin. Second time the Maroons draw a foul, and this time Riggs go to the line, foul on Valley.
Yeah, and I'm late to the party here, getting here in the second half, so this stuff might have been touched on, but Dowling's got, you know, a size advantage out here with Riggs and Omaha, Andrew, Drew Daniel. Even the guards are pretty big with
Absolutely.
Matt Riedel and Stillwell, so I think they're trying to pound it inside and get to the rim.
Riggs at the free throw line, hits the first free throw. He's got 8 points. He had five at halftime. Matt Riedel had 6 points at halftime. Andrew Lynch had 4 points at halftime for Dowling. So starting to come around. Second free throw also good by Riggs. And it's Dowling's leading out six. Riggs with 9 points. Valley with the ball. Dowling stays man-to-man. with it is Auer. Jake Auer guarded by Stracco. Picks up his dribble. Now reverses the pass over to Reeker. They work the left side now to Walker. To the high post, left wing. And they
shot
work inside.
Walker.
And Walker with the two-point shot. Just on the line, it's good.
Really good defense for Dowling there, too, for about 30 seconds. And then Walker got loose and hit a jumper.
Walker with 12 points. Ty Walker, the Roosevelt transfer to Valley. 5'11 junior. And it's 39-35. Four-point lead by Dowling. And a ball knocked out of bounds. As Riedel back into the Dowling lineup. That will replace Omaha Ballou.
Yeah, and I'm guessing OC wanted to give Blue kind of some minutes there, kind of get whatever nerves he might have for a home game out of his way, get him on the bench for a minute and a half, and then bring him back probably.
Valley zones the out-of-bounds. They get in the corner. Riedel for three. It's off the rim. No good. Lives it short. Gets his own rebound. Hustle rebound that time by Matt Riedel.
Great look by Matt. What he does well is shoots it, so you'll let him take that shot anytime.
Dowling saves possession. Here's Strockenling. Got caught. Leaves it for Stillwell, and Dowling will work against this zone. Now Coach O'Connor calls out a play. A minute remaining in the third quarter. Dowling 39, Valley 35. Joined us late. Dowling girls rolled over Valley 70-25 in game one of our girls and boys doubleheader. We had the running clock the whole fourth quarter.
Sounds like the score of my game, and I was on the opposite side.
I have the score sheet of your game. We'll run down that in our postgame show maybe, or if we get a break.
Can't wait.
I look forward to that.
33 seconds here, a little short corner by the Maroons. They're going to take the last shot here, 30
playing,
seconds left.
Yeah, just playing keep away. Valley's not pressuring the ball. Stayed in that 2-3 zone. Now, Coach Windhorst, got to remember, Valley has no returning starters back from their team last year. And the kids that are out there, one of them, their leading scorer, was hurt. And that was Jake Auer, who was out with a broken thumb. Truman Morse is out tonight, a junior who transferred from Roosevelt with a concussion. All right, here is Dowling with the ball. Riedel, pull-up jumper, no good. Tip, no good by Lynch, and we come to the end of the third quarter with the score. Dowling 39, Valley 35, along with Kevin O'Hare. I'm Mark Emmerdale, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale, Kevin O'Hare, 39-35 in this boys' contest. Move to the fourth quarter, and Coach, good to see you. I know your freshman didn't do very well tonight, your first loss.
Yeah, you keep talking about that. I thought we said.
Trying to remember the score, but I'll let you present that later.
Yeah.
I guess practice tomorrow at 5 a.m. on a Saturday or something like that.
It's earlier than expected.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. All right, Dowling with the ball. Strackle has the ball stolen away from him. Ty Walker with the steal for Valley, and now stolen back by Strackle. Walker didn't account for all five of Dowling's players, and both teams start out the fourth quarter with two turnovers here, Coach.
Yeah, real good hustle play there by Stracco. Didn't give up on turning the ball over himself. Came back and got a turnover.
All right, corner three by Lynch. Missed everything. No good. Goes off of Riggs. Out of bounds to Valley.
Yeah, and Drew Daniel. Again, another really good shooter for whatever reason. Must have been a little windy in here because that one got a little long.
It was. As
shot by Auer again, a little pull up from 15
and
feet.
He's been hot, and rebound comes out to Valley. You say Dowling now 7 of 9 from the free throw line, Valley 7 of 11. As both teams play to a 10-10 tie, now Dowling driving down the lane. Daniel shot no good. He gets the ball back, reverse layup no good, and tipped out of bounds by Riggs right into Daniel, who was still out of bounds.
Yeah, a little unlucky there.
Nope. You know what? Can't. Effort's not the fault.
No.
It's and being aggressive, it's just shots are not falling for either team right now.
These kids are always going to play hard.
Absolutely. No, Dowling led 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. That was their largest lead of the night. Valley outscored Dowling 16-12 in the second quarter. And at halftime, Maroons led by four. Both teams play to a 10-10 tie. Now an off-balance shot, no good by Valley. Maroons come back the other way, and Stillwell dribble drives in the lane. And his shot is no good, but he draws the foul. And that's one thing Dowling's doing, Kevin, is drawing fouls. Fouls on Grant Reeker, his first.
Yeah, the floor was spaced really nice there, and it allowed Stillwell to do what Stillwell does, which is use his athleticism and get to the rim.
Team foul number six on Valley. Dowling with three team fouls. Substitutions now for the Tigers once the first free throw is attempted, and Stillwell hits the first free throw. Matt tonight with 10 points. He had nine at halftime, was held scoreless in that third quarter. Valley has Drew Urich back in the lineup, number 14. He had a couple of interceptions in that state championship game.
Yeah, he did. Every time I turned the TV on, he was picking somebody off.
Also in there is Eli Reardon, number 44 for Valley. Second free throw good by Stillwell. He has 11 points. 41-35, Dowling by six. Tigers are 1-0 on the season. They opened up with a win over Roosevelt Tuesday. Dowling 0-1. Here's a block shot by Riggs as Walker had his shot blocked. Rebound comes out to Dowling, and here is Stillwell with the basketball. Dribble drives in the lane, kicks it out, and now we've got an offensive foul on Matt. As doing a good job on defense as Garang Dang drew the foul, and Riggs.
Yeah, good take by Valley there. We're going to go to a timeout here.
Stillwell with his third foul.
Yeah. Keep an eye on that here, last 6 minutes.
All right, timeout on the floor. We'll take one ourselves. 6:20 remaining. Fourth quarter, Dowling 41, Valley 35 here in this boys' contest on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumi and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumi and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumi's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumi and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiandSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas. From Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale, Kevin O'Hare, 41-35 is our score. Dowling by six over the Valley Tigers. You joined us late, like my partner did tonight. Dowling girls, 70-25 victors over the Valley Tigers.
Yeah, right. I know Coach Segrist has a young squad. Graduated,
oh, yeah.
A lot of people, so they'll be fine.
Well, as we said, the Dowling girls will be going through that next year post-Caitlin Clark as
right.
Valley's going through the post-Doe Young era. Tigers with the basketball in the lane and an off-balance shot. No good by Garak Dang. And rebound out to Dowling. Maroons lead by six. And what Dowling's been doing, Kevin, is, you know, when they attack the glass, usually good things happen. At least get free throws out of it as Maroons now. In the ball game, once again, Omaha Blue, who didn't play in the first half, playing now in the second half. And now here's Riedel with it, and turnaround shot. Well, actually, a pass, no good, and he drew the foul. Fouls on Valley's.
Yeah, I think Riedel would like to have that one back because when the whistle was blowing, he was in the air.
Should have
put it
shoot.
Out for some shots.
Now, if that was you 20-some years ago when I was calling the game, that was going up in the
that
towards
shot
the net.
That was
not a pass.
Whether the whistle was blown or not.
Yeah, we know after half court, nobody else touched the ball. I remember those days.
Let's just remember, I was James Harden before James Harden was James Harden. I'm just kidding, people.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Riedel at the free throw line. First free throw is good. That's his first point of the second half. Matt with 7 points. Played a lot last year as a sophomore off the bench for the Maroons.
Hit a growth spurt, too. That's awesome. I mean,
he did.
6'4"? I don't know what he
6'3".
Is. 6'3"? Okay.
It listed. I don't know. You guys measure with shoes on or off? I don't know. What's the deal there?
On.
And the second free throw good. Riedel with 8 points. Starter this year. 43-35. Dowling by eight. They have equaled their largest lead of the night. That was at the end of the second quarter. Now down the lane, a shot blocked. Blocked by Riedel out of bounds. And it'll be Dowling basketball. And that was Ty Walker taking it down, and he's shaken up. Ty Walker and Truman Morse both transferred from Roosevelt when Coach Charles Sanders announced he was retiring, going into administration.
Yeah,
and they both transferred to Valley.
Two good transfers.
Absolutely. Now here is, who else? Hour for three. It's no good. Getting cold there. Rebound Ballou. Omaha with the rebound. Dowling with the ball. Joe Strockel running the point right now. It's Strockel. Dribble drives in the lane. Gets it out to Daniel. That's Drew Daniel. We saw Simon earlier in the contest. Drew down the left side. His shot off the glass too strong. Rebound comes out to Valley and Eli Reardon. Reardon with it. Dribbles towards the basket. Now leaves it for Walker, and Valley will start their offense, trailing by eight, under 5 minutes to play.
Yeah, play a little two-man game. Walker here with the three, long.
It's no good. And he gets his own rebound. Riedel didn't get him boxed out. Now driving baseline is Dang, as Valley now pushes the ball around the perimeter. Hour for three, good. That kid's got a stroke.
Really good ball movement by Valley, and Hour's the kind of kid you want to take that shot. And now BJ takes a quick timeout. It looks like a 30 seconds.
We'll keep it here. So for Hour, that is his second three, all in the second half. He's got 18 points. And Dowling's lead is now 43-38. With 4:42 remaining here in the third quarter. Mark Amadale, Kevin O'Hare. I want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio during our fall and winter sports season. Include Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Coach O'Hare, your thoughts?
This is my first time seeing Dowling play this year. Obviously, as I didn't go over to Iowa City West, you can tell they've kind of grown up in 3 days.
Yep.
They're just more patient on offense. They seem more poised. They seem more comfortable.
And confidence-wise, I think they're playing hard. And I don't know if that was the case maybe in the second half over in Iowa City, but tonight they're playing with a lot of effort. Here's Ballou with it. It's Ballou, Stillwell, along with Andrew Lynch, Joe Strocco, and Ryan Riggs, the five on the floor for Dowling. Strocco, as Valley settles into man-to-man defense. Ballou looking for a backdoor cut, can't make it, or can't get the ball, and tries to get inside to Riggs and maybe just forced it a bit. And we've got a jump ball, held ball called.
Timeout Valley,
all right.
30 seconds.
And we'll keep it here, 4:10 remaining.
That's one of those loose balls that you love that you came up with it. You love that. You don't love the timeout call so much, especially when
you
just
called
one.
You lose it.
Yeah.
Tonight's game in Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by R&R Realty Group, Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Mercy One. Reminder, tomorrow the Dowling wrestling team traveling to Cedar Falls at the Keith Young Invitational. 15 teams up there. We'll be underway at 10 o'clock. Congratulations to the Dowling boys swim team last night, defeating Mason City 77-17 in Mason City for head coach Nicholas Spike and the Dowling boys swim team.
And love me some Coach Spike. We both have little battles in the morning, see who gets here first.
In the pool to see who can dunk the ball in the pool. Is that basket still in the pool? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We just try to see who gets here.
Oh, you're talking about in
first.
The hardwood.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing pool ball.
No.
And then
I'd be in trouble.
Dowling wrestling team splitting a triangular yesterday, defeated Ottumwa 61-15, losing to number 7 Waukee 45-16 down at the Ottumwa triangular. Now, once again, an hour for three. It's no good. Ballou way above the rim. His head almost hit the rim.
That was a big time
rebound. Dowling, Omaha Ballou, the freshman phenom we're going to hear a lot about this season with the Dowling rebound. Maroons by five, 3:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Riggs underneath, reverse layup is good. And he may have been shaken up, poked in the eye as Riggs. Hope Ryan's all right. And Dowling now with a 7-point lead.
Yeah, that was a good take by Ryan Riggs. Good pass there from Hour to the corner.
He's got 11 points.
Ty Walker from the corner.
For three,
front of the rim.
It's no good. Riggs with the rebound. He saw that ball with one eye.
Yeah.
To get that. And I can tell you right now, Coach O'Connor is not subbing for him right now.
No. 3:15 left. I think you're going to see Dowling maybe use a little bit of clock, run some offense.
Got a ball screen by Riggs, and Stillwell's tripped up, and they draw you through the foul. Foul's on Walker. That'll be his second. Matt's taking a pounding. He's used to that with pads on during football season. And it'll be what? Team foul number 8. So it's 1-1 coming up for Matt Stillwell. He's just trying to get stretched out.
Yeah, free throws are going to be important here in the last 3 minutes. Dowling will be shooting the rest of the way on every foul, and Dowling has 14 fouls, so they have a couple to give.
All right, Stillwell at the line. Matt tonight with 11 points, make it 12. 46-38, this free throw is good.
I talked to Matt before the game briefly. We kind of gave each other a little look. I know he did not play well over in Iowa City West, and I could tell he was determined tonight to bounce back.
Second free throw good. 13 points for Stillwell. Well, part of that has to do with the late start to the season from the football to basketball and only 5 days of practice before you take on third-ranked Iowa City West as a team. Free throw or shot up no good by Valley. Grant Reeker missed a free throw line shot. Rebound Dowling. Maroons by 9. And you mentioned it, Dowling going to run their half-court offense, just running some ball screens, and Stillwell running the point, and he drew the foul.
Yeah, and again, Matt Stillwell is just quick. He's athletic. They're keeping the ball in his hands. Valley's trying to put a lot of pressure on him and a little too much hands.
Fouls on Walker, his third. Team foul number 9 on Valley. Stillwell back to the line. Omaha Ballou will check out of the lineup. And he'll be replaced by Lynch. For Dowling, their next boys game is Tuesday night on the road at Roosevelt. We'll bring you both games that doubleheader beginning at 6:15 with the girls' game. Boys' game to follow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Free throw good by Stillwell for Matt. That is his 14th point of the evening.
I think that 10-point lead is the largest of the night.
It is. Right? 48-38, Dowling by 10. Monday night we'll be back here as the Dowling girls taking on the team that knocked them out of the state tournament last year, the Southeast Polk Rams. Number 2 versus number 5 will be on the air at 7:30 with the pregame show, 7:45. Dowling and Southeast Polk, girls only, this Monday night. It'll be parochial school night as a parochial school basketball team. All the girls will be recognized from their respective parochial schools here in the Des Moines area. All right, Valley with the ball. Dowling by 11. Corner 3 up, no good by Reeker. And a rebound out to Dowling.
Yeah, and you can see Dowling again slowing the ball down, kind of going to a little four-quarter with a high pick and roll with Riggs.
Stracco with it. Gets it to Stillwell. We've got 2 point guards on the floor. Stillwell nearly dribbles out of bounds, and he did go out of bounds. Good defense that time by Ty Walker, and I think he had help from his teammate Drew Urich. And forced Dowling into a turnover.
Yeah, I think Matt just got a little too quick for his own self. A lot of double teaming going on by Valley in the half court.
Yeah, I think he was hoping he'd have a little bit of an angle. All he needs is a seam to go in for a layup, kind of like you did in your old days.
Yeah.
And that time he got cut off, and then he had nowhere to bail him out, and he threw it away. Under 2 minutes remaining, Valley with the ball. This is Drew Urich with it, left wing. Gets it to who else? Auer. Auer has the ball stolen away. Down court goes Matt Riedel. Layup good! How about that for Riedel? Stealing basket. He's
such
got
a strong take to
10
the hoop.
Points.
Used his body really well.
51-38. And a long three up and no good. Dowling by 13.
Yeah, tough shot there from Walker. But again, you're trying to get Walker and Auer trying to get him back in the game. A minute 25 left. Dowling by 13. It's going to be tough to come back from this one.
Right. Stillwell in the front court. Gets it to Stracco, who's on the baseline. Dowling trying to flip-flop their point guards. Stillwell and Stracco play catch, and a whistle and a foul on Valley. That'll be the 10th team foul. Dowling in the double bonus with a minute 12 remaining. They'll be shooting free throws. Foul is on Ty Walker, and that is his fourth foul.
Yeah, minute 12 left. Dowling by 13, going to the line for 2.
Maroons by 13 with 51-38 lead, and back to the free throw line will be Matt Stillwell, who has 14 points tonight.
Yeah, really good balance scoring up there by the Maroons with 3 guys in double digits and a couple guys with 5 and 4.
Check that, 16 points now for Stillwell. He makes the front end of the 2 shots. 10th team foul on Valley. Dowling with 4 team fouls. So as you said, Coach, a couple fouls to give for the Maroons. But Dowling's going to end the week 1-1 if they can hang on here. The minute 12 remaining. Second free throw by Stillwell. In and out, no good. And the rebound, Valley.
Valley's pushing the ball, trying to get some threes up here.
Here's Deng with it. Leaves it for Reeker. Back to Deng. Deng works the right elbow. Can't get a shot off. Looking for Thornton. Trajan in there. Cuts the baseline. Leaves it for Urich. 3-pointer out. No good by Reeker. Weak side rebound. And it's blocked by Riggs. Deng's shot is blocked by Ryan Riggs. Dowling with the rebound, Stracco.
Helps to be 6'8". Really good help defense there from Ryan.
40 seconds remaining, and Dowling by 14 here. Kevin and Coach O'Connor right in front of us, directing his team. Pull the ball out. They'll go with a three-guard offense.
Yeah, it looks like Valley's kind of calling the dogs off a little bit here with 27 seconds left.
52-38. The Dowling boys are going to pick up their first win of the season after losing on the road at Iowa City West Tuesday night, 43-28. Valley Tigers will win their week 1-1. Tigers defeated Roosevelt 65-45 with a brand new starting lineup last Tuesday. As that'll do it. 52-38 the final. Dowling defeats the Valley Tigers. Both teams 1-1 at the end of the week. And I don't see your ugly Christmas sweater as Dowling was promoting tonight. I didn't see you in that, Coach. Maybe that would have helped matters in your contest.
We needed a lot of help tonight. I don't even know what to say.
Was it really the coaching? It was that?
We got out-coached.
Okay. So we want to credit the Valley coaching staff on the freshman level.
Absolutely.
And that would be?
Coach Ross Bauer did a really good job tonight.
All right. I was waiting for that shout-out. You got to be.
And if Ross, if you're listening, I'm not happy with you right now, just so you know.
he's not one of your trolls that listens, I don't think, you know. He may troll you, but.
Oh, man.
All right. Final score, 52-38. We'll take a break, come back. Got to total up the numbers here tonight. And get caught up with you, Mr. O'Hare, pinch hitting, keeping that seat warm for Mr. Swaim, who is not available this weekend, is all I can tell you. Not available.
Right.
We're going to keep it at that.
Tough to be available when you're in Florida or Jamaica.
I can't confirm or deny any of that, so no, I won't. Again, the final, the Dowling boys with a win, 52-38. They get their first victory of the season over the Valley Tigers. And it's a doubleheader sweep here at Dowling as the Dowling girls winning 70-25 over Valley. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show. Mark Amadale, Kevin O'Hare. Thanks to Steve DeVinny, who sat in for all the girls' game and half of the boys' game in your absence. And we'll take a break as David Beltram is our studio producer tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And we'll begin the postgame show after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Kevin O'Hare. Final score, Dowling boys defeat the Valley Tigers 52-38. Both teams now 1-1 with the Valley loss and the Dowling win. Girls game won by Dowling 70-25. Head coach Kristen Meyer and the Dowling girls now 3-0 on the season. As Mr. O'Hare joins us after a very tough 6-15 game in the second gym here at the Dowling.
It didn't go well from start to finish. We weren't ready. They were.
Your first game, their third or something like
their
that?
Their second game.
Oh, their second game.
Doesn't
right.
matter. We could have played my nephew's team tonight and we would have been in trouble.
What do you mean by that, your nephew's team? What grade is he in?
Six. He's 6 years old. So.
You're awful hard, awful hard. Adding up the points here for both teams as we'll go down our scoreboard, our scoring sheet as Dowling with a the win over the Valley Tigers.
Yeah, and I know as you add up kind of those points and totals and stuff, As I look at the board, I see we got three maroons and double digits.
Yeah, how about that?
Really good balance scoring there. I didn't see him practice for the last couple of days, but I can guarantee OC had him a lot, you know, just more sharp and crisp with what they're doing. We put in a lot of new things this summer and fall, and I think over time you're going to see it continue to get better.
You know, I heard a rumor that on the way back from Iowa City Tuesday night, of course, you didn't go. They didn't invite the lower-level coaches for some reason or the radio announcer to go along. But I understand they may have stopped and had a little shoot-around. Is there any truth to that rumor, OC, like on Interstate 80, maybe like Newton or Grinnell?
No, they stopped and had a shoot-around in Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Before the game.
Before the game.
Yes.
Yeah, they
okay.
made some calls, and they had a little shoot-around there at Fran's place.
I see. And it paid off tonight. Maybe not so much Tuesday night.
Right.
And if you're – Kevin O'Hare and I are kind of kidding around, but realistically, this was Dowling's second game, literally. They did not get any scrimmage time. The team got together as a team the day before Thanksgiving and had 5 days to prepare for – third-ranked Iowa City West, and didn't go well over
there.
Yeah,
and I was talking to OC before all the games tonight, and he said he thought it, he felt that because we didn't get any scrimmages in, it probably took a little bit of a toll on our varsity team. He would have liked to maybe get one or two in just to kind of shake everything off. So I think now that they got a home game under their belt and they played really well and confidence and all that stuff.
And they have Saturday, Sunday, Monday to get ready for Tuesday's game at Roosevelt.
Yeah, and again, I mean, you can't take anything for granted, but Valley beat Roosevelt by 20. I know Roosevelt has a new coach and Coach Daly who's doing a great job over there. I think they're relatively young as well. Like we talked about, they had a couple guys transfer who are really good players, so that takes a little bit of a toll, but he'll get them going. But I think Dowling has got to feel good heading into that game.
Yeah, you certainly would think so, and we'll be bringing that game to you on Tuesday night from the Roosevelt Gymnasium. Love going to that gym. How'd you shoot when you used to play the Rough Riders? How you like, does it make a difference? The rim's still 10 feet.
Right. Chances are I probably shot 80, 83%. But
from the free throw line, if you got there?
No, I never got to the free throw. Yeah. I was top of the key to top of the key mark.
Yeah, I know. Avoid all contact and physicality as much as possible.
Right,
I get it.
Right.
I get it. Well, the game's tonight in the in boys basketball in the CIML tonight. Hoover was at Ankeny Centennial. That'd be a pretty good matchup. North is at Johnson. Another pretty good matchup in boys play. Fort Dodge at Ankeny. Roosevelt at Southeast Polk. Ottumwa at Ames. And East at Marshalltown. Lincoln, Waukee, Mason City, and Urbandale were not scheduled tonight. And Council Bluffs Lincoln at Hoover tomorrow, 3 o'clock, boys only. Oh, my goodness, we got a couple guys, and we got – oh, my – you're high-fiving them already.
Matt, I told you before the game, Stillwell and I had a little look at each other. He knew he laid an egg on Tuesday night, and I mean that in the most respectful way. And I knew that tonight he was going to come out, and he was going to put his footprint on the game. And as you can see, he did that.
All right. You're listening to the postgame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale along with Kevin O'Hare. 52-38 the final. Dowling, the winner over the Valley Tigers. Now we got to do the picture thing with.
Right.
Are these your friends?
I mean, I don't know. A lot of selfies are being taken. Matt Stillwell and Joe Stracco right now.
They both got headgear on. And Stracco has got the headphones on. He can hear what I'm saying. Right, Joe? But you can't talk because Stillwell's got the mic, and he should. Matt, welcome, and congratulations on the win. Hey, the floor's a little bit more rug burn than the turf, isn't it, would you say, Mr. Wide Receiver slash point guard slash or whatever they're going to call you? Matt Stillwell, congratulations. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Has it been a long year for you? I mean, have you gotten any rest? I mean, these doggone basketball coaches want you to start shooting during the middle of football season. And how do you balance that, Matt, because – tonight you did.
You know, it's tough, but I love it. You know, there's nothing better.
When's the last time you took on O'Hare in one-on-one?
Hold on real quick. It's funny you say that, Mark.
Oh, here we go.
Because Matt and I have played one time. Matt, how'd that go?
I won.
Really? Would you lie on national radio?
You got me. We haven't played. That was freshman year. We haven't played in one.
Oh, wait, come on. When's the rematch?
Whenever he wants it. He lost a dollar to me, too.
Well.
I still have it.
I'm sure you do. Now, Matt, you should ask Coach about his game tonight.
How'd you guys do?
We got hammered.
Bounce back.
Bounce back Tuesday.
Next game.
Bounce back Tuesday.
You told me tonight. Bounce back.
Right there. Right there. Matt, that wasn't good.
We'll bounce back Tuesday.
Let's move on. Post-game show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Matt Stillwell, Joe Stracco join us from the Dowling boys basketball team after their win over Valley 52-38. And, Matt, how's it feel to be back on the court after football stadium here? A few weeks ago we were playing for a state title. Remember
yeah.
that night?
Yeah.
Awesome. Talk about transition and talk about tonight versus Tuesday in Iowa City. I think the best part of that trip was shoot around at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, you know, the transition's tough, but we're all multi-sport athletes.
Yep.
That's what you do day in and day out. But, yeah, tonight it was great to come out and get a win, get that bad taste out of our mouth from Tuesday because that was not a fun experience and we didn't play like we're capable of. And I think it was really, really, really feels good to tonight to come out and, you know, play the way we should.
So my question for you is, and again, I wasn't over in Iowa City West, but I saw stats and stuff, and, you know, you obviously didn't shoot well for you, and you can credit that to a lot of things, football, legs, just getting back in the swing of things. Tonight was obviously clearly better. Were you, in your mind, coming into the game tonight, trying to do something different that maybe you didn't do in Iowa City West, or were you putting a focus on something more?
Yeah, for sure. I think we all agree we didn't play well Tuesday. We had, I think, 23 turnovers. I don't know what the final number was. But OC's message in the last 2 days in practice was decision-making, taking care of the ball, you know, playing together as one. It'll come, you know, not to force it. And I think tonight we all did a really good job of not forcing it, and we got the shots we wanted to get, and we executed, and we made shots. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So, yeah, it was really good.
Matt Stillwell joined us here on the post-game show. He's got his teammate, Joe Stracco. We'll get to Joe here in a moment. But, Matt, 16 points tonight. I think you had four in Iowa City. And, of course, as we talked about, you know, you guys have not had any scrimmages. You've had practice in that and trying to get the shots and all that. I don't think you're out of shape by any chance because you guys are always in shape. But getting another game under your belt, taking on arch-rival Valley, and talk about a bitter taste in your mouth. Remember last year over there, running clock in the second half? And that had to be part of your mind as you kind of took control of the game. You and Stracco kind of leading that charge in the fourth quarter. Every possession, layup or free throws or at least a made shot. And for the most part, other than a charging call or two, you did that.
You know, that's what it's all about, making shots. That's what it comes down to. But, I mean, the first thing the OC said post-game when we got in the locker room was, remember last year. We got beat by, I think,
and Matt Stillwell, we're continuing our conversation. We got disconnected accidentally, as sometimes happens on live radio. Kevin O'Hare, you would understand that if you knew what I have to endure with you guys. But Matt, we're just talking about the transition and obviously playing better from last year. Last year, Valley had the running clock on you. And this year, it was a good game. Great game. Got off to a great start, and you finished it off. That was important.
Yeah, the you know, the transition's hard, like I said. But our message throughout the whole game was to finish because we remembered what happened last year. And, you know, we got in the halftime locker room up by four, and we all were saying we have to finish. We have to finish, you know. Through the third quarter, we got to finish. We got to finish. That was just really our main message. And we hit some shots, made some free throws down the end of the stretch, and got the job done.
Well, you know what? You end the week 1-1, and we'll see you next week at Tuesday night on the road at Roosevelt. And that's never an easy place to – I don't care what O'Hare says. He shot 80%. There's a – when we were doing his games, but don't buy it.
Tough, we're up for the challenge. Thank you.
Right. And thank you. Matt Stillwell joining us here in the post-game show. And now Mr. Joe Stracco on the mic. And, Matt, thank you. Joe, great job. Got the start. Point guard.
Yep.
You know, point guard, remember this guy. You did a great job distributing the ball, making sure your teammates are involved. I didn't see that 30 years ago when O'Hare played, and sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. He'd settle for the top of the key three, and I'd always say no good, and sometimes it did. Sometimes, but you settled into that role, and I know you worked hard in the offseason, Joe.
Yeah. Grinded all summer, get where we are today, and came out first game was a little rough, but put it together tonight, hopefully keep it going.
You know, you were one that's been there since practice started in early November, and I know the football team caught up later, but talk about that. You guys, you know, didn't have everybody there, as you know. A lot of four or five football players on this team, and that's what you want to see, multi-sport athletes. But how did practice go those first few weeks when you didn't have the football team there, but yet you had others in practice?
Yeah, you know, throughout the years we've gotten pretty used to not having everybody there those first few practices. But we just knew, like, we couldn't let that bother us and just practice like we normally would and just act like they're there, just –
Hey, so my question for you, Joe, is, so, again, kind of a smaller, shorter guard like I was, like a lot of people are. What's OC looking for from you this year? I would assume, I know you guys probably had some individual meetings and stuff. Were there some things that he's wanting you to kind of, as the point guard of the team, just kind of focus on, obviously probably keep turnovers down, get us into offense, stuff like that? Tell us a little bit about kind of the conversations you've had with him leading up to this year for you.
Yeah, you know, he really wants a big leadership role out of me. Keep the offense good pace, limit turnovers, just keep everybody in line. Just make sure that I'm not making bad decisions, everybody else making bad decisions, keep everybody level-headed, but hustle, just be physical. But yeah.
And I know one thing I see out of you, Joe, confidence. Confidence in that shot. You knocked down a couple three-pointers tonight and a two-point shot. You finished with 8 points, and confidence goes a long way. I see that from year to year, especially if you're a two- or three-year player at the varsity level. I see it in the girls and saw it in you tonight, you amongst others. You play with confidence, and that goes a long way because you know what? The rest of your team feeds off of that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, honestly, throughout the last few weeks of practice, my shot was a wasn't right feeling it, and I don't know, a couple days ago something clicked and I knew it was back, and confidence tonight was feeling pretty high.
You ever go one-on-one with this guy here, Mr. O'Hare?
No, I haven't, but it'd probably be pretty bad for him.
Wow. Yeah, I thought so too. Wow. It was pretty bad for him in the South Gym tonight, and probably would be in the future, Joe, so I'd put my money
on
you.
Funny thing is, if Joe wants to stick around for about 20 minutes after this postgame, we can just settle that right now.
Here's Joe, you see this score here, which we haven't put on the air? That's what he got beat tonight, so he's probably going to take it out on somebody tonight.
Wow.
It was me for a half, and then it's on everybody else. You ever lost by that much to under a Coach O'Hare team?
You know, I don't think I've ever lost more than like 2 points against with O'Hare.
You got to go back to work tomorrow morning, guys.
Yeah, got to go back to work. Hey, fun. Joe, thanks for joining us here. You want to give a shout-out to anybody? I didn't let Matt do that because he's done it during football season and all that, but you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to shout-out my two friends in the stands, Joe Ryan and Will Lenhart.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be here every game. Biggest fans out there. Love to have them there.
Were you Lenhart's fan during the football season?
Of course.
Absolutely. Well, say hello to your dad. Your dad was a heck of a hockey player here at Dowling. Did you know that? Joe Strocco Sr. He did a great job. But, Joe, thanks for joining us on the postgame show. Let me know when you have the matchup with O'Hare, that one-on-one. We'll have it covered here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
All right, thank you.
Great job tonight.
All right, Joe Strocco joined us here on the postgame show. Mr. O'Hare, and I think that'll wrap things up from the Dowling Gym. I think we got Mr. Getty, Mr. Dotson, good job. Got to credit the officials. They did a pretty good job.
They did a good job in this game. Yeah. Yes, they did.
It was your game that we had the issues with, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get fined, so I'll just keep my mouth to myself, my mouth quiet.
Well, I think we've got all our breaks in, so we want to thank David Beltram. We got cut off there momentarily, but they're trying to close the place down, and they unplug our outlet, and that happens once in a while, but not always. Kevin O'Hare, looking forward to working with you this year when Swaim gave me about six dates he can't make, so I may put it on the free agent market. Obviously, when you know your game's running late in the South Gym, we can't do much about it, but we were going to hold the game up. It really were.
Yeah, that double overtime game in the girls' game, that kind of hurt us a little bit.
We were going to hold it up. I had B.J. Windhorse and Coach O'Connor and Tom Wilson and a few other administrators say, should we hold it up and let Kevin, you know, ease in and make everybody late tonight, or should we be done here at 9:20 and go home?
I think we all made the right decision.
I think so, too. Hey, you get after those freshman kids. I expect better results in your next game, which is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
At Roosevelt.
Now,
will that be at Roosevelt High School or at Merrill?
Callahan.
Okay.
Yep, Callahan.
Off there at 31st and the freeway. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that school wore well. All right. Kevin O'Hare, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you Tuesday night,
sounds
I'm sure.
Great. Thank
right.
you.
My broadcast partner, Kevin O'Hare, and Steve DeVinny. Want to thank them for all they do, and our thanks to all the folks involved with our broadcast tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, as we want to thank them along with our supporters and business underwriters here at Iowa Catholic Radio. This is our 43rd year of covering and broadcasting Dowling Catholic Sports. And I want to thank our studio producer tonight, David Beltran, trying to keep all the buttons punched. For folks here at Dowling, Mary Pick and Tom Wilson in the athletic office, head coach Mike O'Connor. And on for the Valley Tigers, Joseph Segrist and Valley head boys coach B.J. Windhorse and staff at Valley, Brad Rose, Tony Weimers, and all the folks there at Valley. I want to thank them for helping us prepare for our broadcast. And we'll give you the final scores for one final time. In the girls' game, it was the Dowling girls improving their record to 3-0 with a 70-25 victory over the Valley Tigers. And in the boys' contest, the Dowling boys defeat Valley 52-38, both Dowling and Valley boys now records of 1-1. And I want to remind you, our next broadcast will be this coming Monday night, December 9th, fifth-ranked Southeast Polk at number 2 Dowling in a girls-only contest. Pre-game show gets underway from the Dowling gym at 7:30, tip-off 7:45. So join me and Steve DeVinny for the call. And then on Tuesday night, we'll have the Dowling and Roosevelt doubleheader. Pre-game at 6 o'clock right here on Dowling on Iowa Catholic Radio from the Roosevelt Gym. And a reminder, Monday night's game is parochial girls basketball night, so those young ladies will be announced before the game. For my broadcast partner, Steve DeVinny and Kevin O'Hare, this is Mark Amadeo. You've been listening to Iowa Catholic Radio's coverage of Dowling Catholic basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM, and streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com, available also on your iPhone. Just go to the free download at the App Store and download the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Once again, for our studio producer, Jeff Piggott, Dave Beltram, excuse me, who subbed for Jeff tonight. This is Mark Amadeo. Final scores for the final time. Dowling girls, 70-25 victors over Valley, and the Dowling boys, 52, the Valley Tigers, 38. Doubleheader sweep for the Dowling Maroons tonight. Join us for our next doubleheader beginning on Monday with the Dowling girls game. For everybody involved with tonight's broadcast, from the Dowling gym, this is Mark Amadeo saying goodnight and have a blessed and faith-filled weekend.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. The proceeding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.